talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
So here we go, guys. Two men enter, one man leaves.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G.
Cloudy with patchy fog and drizzle this morning. Partial clearing this afternoon. We're looking for highs in the upper 60s to the mid-70s.
This is Kevin. It's a man.
Mostly sunny today. We're looking for highs in the 60s.
Lisa may be gifted.
F me.
Real mature, Lisa.
And now.
While I was at the courthouse, I had them change your name.
To what?
Chesty LaRue.
Chesty LaRue?
Just try it for 2 weeks. If you're not completely satisfied, you can be Busty St. Clair.
I don't want to be Chesty LaRue or Busty St. Clair.
Fine, Hootie McBoob it is.
Good night, Homer.
Sleep tight, Hootie.
Let go of those.
Our feature presentation.
King, don't screw this up, man. This is Green Day. They're big time, all right?
I got Natalie from Corona.
All right. We can hear Dave all right, that's for sure.
No one could hear Green Day because their ears were bleeding. But
everyone's ears were bleeding, yeah.
Whatever.
That's our man, Dave.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31. It's Thursday, and it's the 11th of Poon.
What's that smell?
1-800-520-1067. That's the telephone number, 1-800-520-1067. It's a toll-free number. If you can hear this show right now, then you should pick up the phone and give us a call, get on the air, talk about something interesting, and get a prize. Kevin, I thought about yesterday when I saw the Ronaldo news on the TV.
I didn't see Ronaldo news.
He's leaving Manchester United. He's going to Real Madrid for $132 million.
Really?
I haven't been able to find in any of the articles, which is bizarre reporting, how much he's making per year. Like for how long is that deal
right.
for?
Mm.
I don't know. But $132 million deal. And I bring this up to Kevin because he's the soccer geek on
the
show. I
love soccer, yeah.
And
a lot of people consider him the best soccer player in the world.
Yeah.
And Real Madrid is one of those teams that's like the Yankees. They'll get these superstars, three and four of them at a time.
Yeah.
Some of them a little later in their career, but still really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And they must pay out they must have a budget that's just unbelievable.
It is amazing. It's interesting to read about how these clubs are set up because a lot of them, like Manchester United, are owned by these multi billionaires who just the money means nothing to them. They don't care. But apparently, Real Madrid is owned by the fans, and I don't know how they're able to do it. Why they have that much money? But apparently, 80,000 people own that soccer club.
I didn't know that either. The only other place I've heard of that is the Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packers, exactly,
owned by fans.
So I read on in this article to read about all the deals that are going on because this is the time of year where they're making all the swaps, you know, in soccer. And apparently Real Madrid last month got a player from AC Milan, a midfielder named Kaká.
Yep.
Are you familiar with Kaká?
Oh, yeah. He's a good player.
$92 million for Kaká.
How have you not told us about that before?
K-A-K-A. That's his name.
Now
Kaká takes a shot. You go, wow, that's awesome. And he's really good, but that's his name, yeah.
He's $92 million worth of good. How are his jerseys going to sell, I wonder? I mean, no matter how much you love him, how much do you want to walk around with Kaká on your back?
Are you kidding? I would do that in a second.
Of course you would.
That's awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's that whole world over there is just nutty. And they do and I've said this before, they do something in sports over there that I wished we did here. And that's that they have like A-level teams and B-level teams in the pros. And if you don't do well enough in the A-level, they knock you down to the B-level. So you don't get TV revenue nearly as much. And
right.
So every season, the bottom teams are just battling to – I mean, it's not like anyone gives up because they don't want to be relegated to B-league again.
Yeah.
And, you know, the bottom of the A-League is just freaking out because they might get knocked down. And then, it's you know, they'd get knocked up if they have a great season. That's the way it should be.
You get punished for being bad.
Yes. I mean, you know, like, for example, the Clippers don't have to try all that hard because he makes money
basically
on TV revenues, sharing, and all that kind of stuff. But if you're over there, you get knocked down to a lower league, your TV revenues dry up. And, you know, to make money, you got to get back up So you have to really try.
Interesting.
Right. Yeah, it's very cool.
That would change things.
I'm going to change my name to Kaká, though. I think I like that.
So the baseball, of course, has a minor leagues, but and I guess hockey does too, but they don't really have that in football or basketball.
Well,
so
yeah, but I'm talking about the whole team.
No, I'm saying here in the United States, though, if we wanted to make that work, like where would the Lions play, for instance, if they obviously suck and they shouldn't be competing in the NFL? There's no place to send them, unfortunately. We don't have that set up here, but it's a great idea.
Arena football?
That's reasonable.
Wow.
All right. Well, I'm calling it right now. Kevin's getting a Kaká jersey for Christmas this year.
I would love that. I would love that.
Nice. I want to see you wearing it.
That dude's amazing. And so they say his name a lot. He's a forward. He shoots a lot. So it's like, Kaká!
Where's he from?
Oh, hit the pole. I don't know if he's from Brazil or Portugal or someplace like that.
Yeah. That's funny.
That's the best. All right, let's get started with your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. You call, it's Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. You get on the air, you get a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
Sometimes we rip you off with prizes that aren't good enough to waste your time making a phone call. Today is not one of those days because you actually get a pair of tickets to a rock and roll show. It's the Vans Warped Tour, June 26th at the Fairplex in Pomona. Tickets available now through Ticketmaster. You get to see Bad Religion, The Ataris, Less Than Jake, NoFX, Thrice, many, many more. Just for being on the air with us for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
All right, who are we going to first?
All right, I got Rachel from Pasadena.
All right. Try Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, guys.
What's going on?
I literally just woke up right when Kevin, when Bean said that Manchester United is selling Ronaldo.
Yeah.
And, I think I'm going to cry. I may even skip work today.
Wow.
I hate to break the bad news to you.
It really is.
The worst news ever. I was online yesterday and everything said that he's not going to go. Manchester's going to hang on to him. And now all of a sudden you drop that bomb on me and I'm like, I think a single tear is coming out of my eye right now.
Those of you that don't follow soccer, it'd be like if Kobe left the Lakers. Or if Manny Ramirez left the Dodgers, you know, I mean, one of those things where he's a player that they can build around. Just fantastic.
Times 10, though. This is the biggest news in soccer, for sure.
Which doesn't make it all that big here in the United States, but yeah, who else did I hear was going to Real Madrid? Did you say Kaká was, too?
Correct. Yes. Kaká, the Brazilian, yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah.
I mean, did they get two of the best players in the world? Yeah. They're like the Yankees.
Over $200 million for two players. That's unreal.
Yeah.
What recession, right? Hey, Aaron, explain to me how it works, because I know very little about this. If you know, the Real Madrid thing, how do they have so much money if they are owned by the fans?
I don't know about the Spanish Premier. I know mostly just the English Premier League.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
That's okay.
Is there any kind of a spending cap?
No, not in soccer. No. And I don't think there ever will be.
So they can just spend whatever they have.
Correct. Yeah, which is a lot.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, dude, I'm sorry to have to break the news to you. Maybe you should just stay home today.
I'm going back to bed.
Eat some chocolate and lay on the couch and watch Jerry Springer.
There you go.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye.
See you later. Let's try Sean. He's on line 6 on the Kevin and Bean Show this morning. Hey, Sean. What's going on?
What'd it do? I just wanted to tell you guys, I'm an EMT, and I had a patient with the fear yesterday.
Oh, no. Ooh. Oh, no, no.
The fear.
Room is the uncontrollable fear.
No, that's the only kind, by the way. They didn't call you for that. It was for something else, and they also had it?
No, that was the call.
They called and said, I have
the fear.
Verbatim, no, but it was, they say, hey, unknown medical, and we show up to the room, and all 6 firefighters were standing outside and telling me, good luck.
Oh, you're the low man on the totem pole? You had to go in?
Oh, yeah, it was everywhere. It was on the bed, on chin, on the commode. It was kind of like a finger painting session.
Oh, wow.
Only
good
no fingers.
Morning.
How do you transport someone like that?
Tie him to the top of the ambulance?
Yeah, basically get a sheet, wrap them up, and get them over to the hospital and make the nurses deal with it. Yeah.
But, Sean, let me ask you this. For folks who don't know, who have not heard us discuss the fear, by the way, that's when you got to go, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. But why is that a medical issue? I mean, that passes eventually. What do they expect you to do for them?
It's just more, it's a dehydration thing. They lose all those fluids over a certain amount of time, and you know, you can't keep anything down. So
got to give them an IV or something.
Yeah, and it's basically not like eating or drinking for however long of a time. For this person, it was 24 hours.
Oh, you poor bastard.
Yeah. Some days you go home and you feel good about the lives you've saved. Other days you probably go home and go, I could have been okay without getting to that call.
Hey, honey, you know what I did today?
The fear.
You should get time and a half. You should get some kind of hazard pay. if that's what it's for. That's what you should do. Right, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, I just had this weird experience. Like, the night before last, I was at work, and I was just outside smoking a cigarette, and this raccoon comes walking right up to my feet, and I just shined a light on it, and it took off. It's like the second time I've dealt with them before. I heard a noise like a couple months ago. I thought someone was breaking into the truck, so I go running out there with a flashlight and a shotgun, and I'm in my boxers, and it was just a couple of coons playing in the back of the truck, and they go running up the tree. So,
did you shoot them?
No.
How often do you get that chance?
Oh, now, there's people that live right there, so if it weren't for that, I would have shot him, made a hat or something.
Oh, dear
Scott,
God.
I appreciate your call, but why is it newsworthy that you saw a raccoon? I mean, lots of people see lots of raccoons every day.
I don't know, man. I mean, that's just one of the crazy things that has happened at that shop. I mean, we've had break-ins. We've had just all kinds of weird. We had a guy set the place on fire once just because he wanted to see if it would burn.
Maybe it's just where I live or whatever, but I ran into that one raccoon, or was it a...
Possum.
Possum, yeah. It doesn't happen to me all that often. That would stand out to me. But it walked right up to you. Didn't realize that you were a human being that could crush it?
I think it knew that something was there. I just don't think it knew what it was.
Maybe it wanted to bum a smoke.
Yeah, did you get my head on your cigarette?
I wish.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Let's close with Nate. He's on line 3 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Nate, what are you doing up so early, first of all?
What did I do, baby boat?
What did you?
I got sent to drive all the way up to Oxnard. I live in Costa Mesa.
Oh,
wow.
All right. Yeah, you got to start early.
Yeah, that's my new commute. Anyways, I saw a show on TV the other night on Spike called 1,000 Ways to Die.
Uh-huh.
And this poor guy was made fun of, I guess, for having a small wanker his whole life. So he goes to a bar one night, straps a 12-inch kielbasa to his leg, and he's out dancing with all the ladies, and it formed a blood clot, I guess, and 4 hours later he dropped dead on the dance floor.
Nice.
I didn't see that one.
I bet it was worth it.
I would not think that. I would not anticipate that happening. Like, how could it kill you to strap something to your leg?
I can't imagine.
I don't know. They go through the whole thing where it shows the body what happened. It formed a blood clot, like right in his femoral artery, and then it passed and went straight to his heart.
That's he strapped it on too tight.
That's the kind of thing that Bean loves. These shows about people dying.
Yeah.
Loves that.
Well, that's a particularly great show. I mean, it really is 1,000 Ways to Die. You definitely ought to check that out if you haven't seen it. You can't believe the stuff that happens to people. I mean, it's just crazy. And yeah, you're right. I do love the death.
Yeah. All right, Nate, thank you for the call. Who else do we have?
Yeah, I got Ray from Van Nuys.
Okay. We don't have time for Ray. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
We are going to talk about childhood fears. I was always afraid when I was a kid, if I sat on the toilet, that a snake would come up through there.
Which is crazy, right?
Stupid.
Right, stupid, crazy.
Yeah.
Just childhood fear. You know, you don't know enough about the world to... Nope, it happened. It happened.
It happened recently, and it happened for reals.
I think it happened twice, as a matter of fact.
Wow, yeah. It's happening.
So my childhood fear come true. We're going to talk about your childhood fears on today's Kevin and Bean Show. We have... a super annoying 17-year-old on the show today.
Now, why is he annoying? Because he's out there trying to do something with his life?
His name is Johnny Strange. And,
that's why.
He's the youngest person in the world to conquer all 7 of the world's tallest summits.
Wow.
So he's climbing the world's tallest mountains. And I think he's done 6 and he's on his 7th, or he just finished his 7th, I don't remember. But overachieve much? Come on, you're 17. What are you going to do in your 20s? You've already scaled all of the tallest mountains in the world.
That's pretty much it, right?
Really, slow down. You got to pace yourself. Life is longer than that.
So you think if somebody wants to climb all seven mountains, do it like 10 years apart.
Yes.
Spread it out. Burn through it in a couple of years.
Spread it out. Have some fun.
Yeah.
Maybe relax a little in between, you know.
Well, I mean, maybe we'll find out what the rest of this guy's life is like. But who knows? Maybe he's also doing other stuff when he's not climbing mountains.
Yeah, he's a brain surgeon and he's curing cancer all at the same time. Bastard. Internet Roundup. We'll tell you about some new videos that are fantastic. Got to play the runaway hit, Would You Like to Take That Back?
Yeah. All right.
Which it turns out we have a lot of stuff that we probably would. And we have Breakfast with Incubus tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your first chance to win is coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. So listen for that. That's coming up.
It's happening tonight
at
the Wiltern Theater. No? I hope you all have a front row.
That's not
front row. At the Wiltern Theater on Wilshire and Western.
I don't know what
Western
in Los Angeles.
No, that's not where it's happening at all. It is happening Tuesday, actually, at 8 o'clock in the morning. You'll hear it here on this very radio station, or you can be there in person because we're going to give you a couple of different chances to win. But you got all the facts wrong there, Rodney. Sorry.
Ralph with the Showbiz Beat is next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
I'm Ted Ziegenbusch.
Yeah,
you're listening to The Coast.
It's
thanks
K-Rock
for coasting with us this morning. We appreciate it.
It's actually K-Rock.
Love songs on K-Rock.
At 5:53.
This is the Kevin DeBeat Show. Ralph Garman has joined us in studio with his first look at the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, we don't have a Miss California anymore. How about that?
Yeah.
What happened?
Donald Trump fired Carrie Prejean.
But he didn't.
But he said she was fine. She can keep her job.
Because she looked hot in her pictures.
Because she was hot.
Yeah, that was before. Yesterday he fired her saying she skipped out on about 30 required appearances that they asked her to make.
Wow. 30? So she wasn't doing anything?
She was blowing them off left and right. Not cooperating with pageant officials, says the Donald.
Wow.
In a conversation with Harvey Levin from TMZ, he said she kept treating people like S.
Wow.
And he had an ass full of her, and he fired her. She is no longer Miss California.
You know, I'm happy to see that happen to her because she deserved it. But what's unfortunate is now she's going to be a poster child for conservatives who will try to spin this into having to do with her views on gay marriage as to why she got fired, which isn't the reason she's being fired at all.
It's already happening. She said in a statement yesterday, what's behind this is a political debate. They don't agree with the stance that I took on Prop 8. Shauna Mokler is trying to bash me. They don't like me. From day one, they wanted me out, and they got what they wanted.
Yeah.
Here's my favorite part. She is firing back at pageant officials, saying they asked her to do Playboy.
Which they've never done, because don't they have a policy against that?
Right. Here's what happened. They asked this guy, Keith Lewis is the name of the honcho who runs the pageant. He said, she insisted that we not pass on any offers for her. We had to pass along every request that we got, and she said she would make her own decisions. So we got a offer for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and Playboy offered her $140,000 to pose semi-nude. We sent her those offers for her to make up her mind because those were her demands. We did not request her to do anything.
She's such a big fat liar.
She is.
And she said, they wanted me to do Playboy, these pageant people. To which I answer, God forbid she posed with her top off. I mean, how could she possibly do that without a good stiff wind and a vest?
She wouldn't be able to live with herself.
That's right. How could she possibly? How would her morals allow her to pose for a semi-nude picture? How could they request that of her in her moral purity?
Look, oh, wait a minute. There's a lot of pictures of her showing her cans.
Look, there are a lot of people who hate her stance on gay marriage and would like to see her go. But if you miss 30 events that you're supposed to be at,
and if you're a bitch,
turns out that's all on you.
So
I've made my decision. You're fired.
That's what he said, pretty much. Yeah.
I think that new Miss California is pretty sporty, though, isn't she, Ralph?
She is. She's Miss Malibu.
Yeah. Oh,
can't go wrong there. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Gotta like Malibu.
Well, I'm just bracing myself, hoping that nude photos now surface of her. That would just keep the ball rolling.
Kevin. You only have one ball?
Kevin, what? You know people in the boo. You should, cozy up, see what you can get, you know?
What does that mean? Try and hit that?
I don't know.
All right.
Something.
I don't know what else I would get from her.
I don't know. Maybe fireworks for 4th of July when you're out there on the beach. Maybe she'll help you light up some Roman candles.
Those are illegal, Ralph.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How about the guy, speaking of which, total tangent. For those of you who didn't watch Nurse Jackie, shame on you. Pick it up on Showtime this week. But a great new show over on Showtime on Monday nights. How about the dude who came to the emergency room all loaded up on goofballs who tried to fire a Roman candle out of his butt.
Yeah. How about that guy?
Third-degree burns on his scrot and taint region. You don't want that, ever.
You don't. That's not good.
Yeah. He made me laugh.
Would you say he was... People taking photos of it?
Yep.
Would you say he was...
Bonkers.
I would say
that. Say that?
Yes. Right. Shia LaBeouf, we got to step in. Someone needs to help this boy out. He feels bad about himself.
Yeah, last time your story was that he had a small unit.
Yeah.
And was bragging about it?
That... And now he's talking about the fact that he doesn't think he's worthy of his success.
What?
He's afraid it's all going to go away.
Well, I don't know what's going on there. I mean, he's a terrific actor. It's not like he's one of these guys who is lucky. I mean, the guy earned it and deserves it.
I think he's just voicing what a lot of actors feel but
say. His point
is that
most actors, he says, are wildly insecure. He says, I have no idea where this insecurity comes from, but it's a God-sized hole.
Wow.
Oh.
If I knew, I'd fill it. I'd be on my way. He says when he feels particularly bad, he takes his bike and he rides out next to busy streets, hoping passerbys will recognize him.
Really?
His
honesty is debilitating.
That's a little strange.
He boosts his ego by sitting on his bike until a fan spots him and says,
well,
hello.
Yes, I am that guy.
That sounds a little sad to me.
Wow.
Sometimes I feel like I'm living a meaningless life and I get frightened.
Perhaps
I've got money, I'm famous, but it could all change, man. It could all go away. You never know.
Perhaps you getting recognized is not how to fill the God-sized hole.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe God is something he should
perhaps
look into.
Maybe.
You know. Ralph Garman.
Hey, Gene Simmons is here.
Oh,
what's up, Gene Simmons?
I'm good at filling God-sized holes.
All right.
Thank you.
I've made my decision. You're fired.
Thank
Sorry,
God.
Gene.
By the way, Shia attributes his sense of humor to his crazy hippie parents.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He says, my humor came from seeing my parents have sex.
Smoke weed.
My mom being naked, just weird hippie stuff. Twisted R-rated humor.
No.
He told Parade Magazine.
No.
Hippies. I mean, period. Hippies. Been saying that my whole life. Be saying it till I die. Hippies.
That's not what you want, right?
It's not what you want at all.
And Paris Hilton and Doug Reinhardt are finished. Over.
They were engaged.
Yesterday you were saying they were planning the wedding of the century or whatever.
Lisa, that was... You're so 2000 late.
That was yesterday.
Apparently, Paris Hilton's PR flack has released a statement saying that the couple is indeed separated and that it's over. And, of course, they request the media's sensitivity when it comes to this issue.
Well, yeah, she's earned privacy.
She has.
So E! Online contacted Doug for his statement. And he said, no, that's not true. Everything's okay between us.
Maybe he just doesn't know.
Apparently, she did not tell him, but broke up with him via her publicist.
Sounds about right.
She's on a plane, by the way, to Dubai this week.
What?
To tape my BFF Dubai.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be a producer on the show, but apparently that arrangement has been since canceled.
Boy, he's waking up to a
no
lot of news.
No job and no girlfriend.
The guy's got a bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop whoring around, Paris. Stop being a whore.
That's what we're asking you to do. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Actor Gene Wilder, who, if you don't know his work, you owe it to yourself to Netflix, Young Frankenstein, or The Producers, the feature film, or what was the one he made with Richard Pryor on the train? Silver Bullet. Mm-hmm. Silver Streak. Just one of the great comic actors of all time. Just an insane, lunatic, funny man.
But eyes.
Bonkers.
No, you're thinking of Marty Feldman, I think.
Yes, I am.
Yes. Right. He was the one with the bunker eyes in Young Frankenstein.
This is Willy Wonka we're talking about.
That's right, of course, Willy Wonka. How could I forget that performance? Just a classic performer. 76 years old today. Joshua Jackson. He is 61 years old. Excuse me, 31
wow.
years old. He looks good for 61, doesn't he?
He looks great.
I want some of what he's taken. He, of course, from Dawson's Creek and currently can be seen on The Fringe, which I miss every week. It's not on. I can't wait to get back to The Fringe.
That show's so good.
With Leonard Nimoy as Belly. Shia LaBeouf. Speaking of Shia, happy birthday, Shia. Feel good about yourself. You're a good person. You're talented and you're nice and you're good. And I'm sure your unit is just perfect, just whatever size it is. And stop watching your parents have sex.
Yeah.
We love you. And it's okay, man. You don't have to ride your bike looking for people to recognize you.
Sometimes he rides it with no handlebars.
Wow.
What?
He's 23 years old today. And Hugh Laurie.
Oh, there you go. Your hero.
If you can have a bromance, can you have a brusband?
A brusband.
Yeah, can you have this like a just a dude that a, you just want to just...
bro husband?
Just live with and just as man and man for the rest of your life, just be together forever.
As long as you don't do it in California.
I guess that's true. I just think you, Lori's the cat's pajamas.
Is that good?
I don't know. I've never seen a cat in pajamas, but apparently all the kids are talking about it.
No, they're not.
He is 50 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Right now, it's time for the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
That sure is an Old West theme.
Tell you that.
Surely is every time we play it.
Go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com and then the Kevin and Bean page and click on Internet Roundup and you can see links to all of our favorite stuff. There's some great stuff on there.
Yeah.
The clip number one that we'd like to highlight for you today is a supreme actress. Maybe the best actress of her generation.
Really?
Yep.
It's the ex-wife. Talk about not being able to let go.
Yeah.
What's that doing
that
on there?
That is our own Lisa May. Our own Lisa May on Reba.
Yes.
Reba!
That happened...
Wow.
10 years ago?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, it's
been a long time. So bizarre. I had not seen that since it aired until a listener said it to us this week, and I thought, oh, my God, that's Lisa May on Reba. How did that happen?
How great was that? During our Breakfast with Green Day, which we did this week, they were telling us about a 7-year-old kid that covers Green Day's Jesus of Suburbia.
Mm-hmm.
That's the song, and he was in class. We looked it up on YouTube. 7 years old, playing that full song, which is, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And you can tell that it's amazing. He's seven. It's unbelievable he can do it. But the class is, you know, a half hour into it is like, okay, you're better than us. Let's just move on, shall we? Plays the whole thing.
The music's not that much to listen to, but the fact that he's seven and he's Japanese and English is his second language and he's able to do all 9 minutes of Jesus of Suburbia is pretty darn amazing.
I agree.
And now we're going to share with you a secret for hair care that our producer Alex swears by. This is from a news report.
Dr. Stein, a surgeon, and his nurse, Patty O'Hara, have both tried the shampoo. The magic ingredient? Hyaluronic acid, the penetrating element found in human sperm.
All right,
whoa,
yes,
whoa,
there you go.
Whoa, what? What, huh?
Shampoo.
What?
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I have so many questions about how Alex gets ready in the morning.
There is the news piece that's up at the Internet Roundup is like 6 minutes, and it's a bunch of different reports, TV stations and stuff like that. I think it's called Kevis with an S at the end.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah. That's what it is.
How do they get that into the shampoo?
I just want to talk to the first person who discovered that. That's who
it was by accident, I'll tell you that right now.
I don't know, maybe.
And then they went, oh, my hair's kind of shiny right there.
So check that out if you want to
watch
the full report.
I want to talk to Alex's boyfriend who has to get up at 4:30 a.m. every day just before she goes to work.
Mark Paul Gosselaar was on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, and he came out as Zach Morris.
Well, here I am at the Jimmy Fallon Show. It's been a long, strange trip since my days at Bayside, but hey, I can't complain. No more homework, no more books, no more belding. And now, I'm an actor and the star of a great show called Raising the Bar. And I'm about to be interviewed by Jimmy Fallon.
Sorry, who are you talking to? So in real life, you're like Zach Morris? Your character from Saved by the Bell, or...?
I am Zach Morris.
What?
Well, that was pretty funny.
That's good.
Hasn't he been fighting that for a long time? He doesn't want to be associated
well,
with
that? Well, I don't know. I mean, I was a little bit surprised that he did this, too, because to some people, that's still his greatest role is being on Saved by the Bell. But he's a very talented actor, and he has gone on to do a bunch of other stuff, including what was on MIPB Blue, and now he's got this new show that's really, really good. I mean, I guess he's just kind of making fun of the nostalgia that so many people have for Saved by the Bell. And Jimmy Fallon is trying to put a reunion back together. And he's got, I think he's got everyone but Screech and Tiffany Amber Thiessen right now.
Yeah, well, they don't
agreed to come on and
now.
Do it.
I guarantee you, they'd be fine without him.
I know. I was thinking as I was watching this clip that the best Saved by the Reunion would be the gang getting back together at Screech's funeral.
Yes, that would be
awesome.
That would be awesome.
Right?
And the last clip that we have is from Jimmy Kimmel, that's my favorite late night show right there.
Yeah.
And he has shows after the NBA Finals on ABC. It's not his normal time. It's usually right after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And he had Eminem after game one, I believe it was, teach him how to rap. So Jimmy Kimmel and Eminem.
You know what I mean? Like, if you think of something that upset you as a child or something like that.
Like emotional pain. You know what the worst thing that happened to me, I think, as a kid is? It was my first day of junior high school, and my dad got a new briefcase. And so his old briefcase was sitting in the kitchen, and my mom said, I have a good idea. You should put your books in the briefcase. And the first minute of my first day of junior high school, I walked into the school cafeteria and with my briefcase, and these big kids screamed at me, hey, Briefcase Joe!
Maybe you could use that as your rap name, like Briefcase Joe.
They call me Briefcase Joe. I got a body made of pizza dough, you know.
Wait, made, I got a body made of pizza dough?
Pizza dough, yeah.
Maybe something like this. Maybe you could say something like this.
Yo, here I go, they call me Briefcase Joe. I'm flipping and skipping and ripping and dipping. I hit him with venom and enema. Give him an enema. Then hit him up right in front of the cinema. Skin him alive, rocking the party as soon as the women arrive. Then I'ma drive a stake in their heart and squirt lemon in their eyes. Like something like that, you know what I mean? Like just kind of simple. Yeah. This one's going out to all my homies in Compton. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, do you know anybody? Do you know anybody?
Compton?
From Compton?
No, I don't know anyone.
Yeah, you might not want to say that then.
Oh, okay. All right, let me try it again. This one's going to all my homies in Sherman Oaks. I'm flipping and dipping and dripping and ripping. I hit him with venom and enema and enema. I hit him up right in front of the cinema. I skin him alive. Seeing the women arrive, I'm driving steak through their hearts.
Yeah.
And squirt.
Yeah.
Lemon in their eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Briefcase Joe. They call them Briefcase Joe.
That's going
so
on.
Cool.
How funny is that?
Jimmy and Eminem. By the way, all these videos are up at the internet roundup of kevinandbean.com. While you're there, you can also see Brett Michaels running into the scenery at the Tony Awards.
Sure.
If you haven't seen that yet, that's fantastic. Also, there's a new Hammer Time flash mob video that's very funny. A bunch of people just show up at a store, all of them wearing the bright gold pants and doing the hammer dance just out of the middle of nowhere.
Yep, love that stuff.
Very funny. All of that stuff is available, so please check it out.
Breakfast with Incubus Tuesday morning. Let's give away some tickets. 1-800-520-1067. It's time to play The Hardest Game in the World.
Presenting The Hardest Game in the World.
2.0.
Mr. Announcer Man.
What's that about?
2.0.
So you're saying
what?
2.0.
2.0.
Right.
But Mr. Gossman, why is the, I mean, if it's already the hardest game in the world, does it really need to be improved upon and made harder?
We've made it just a little bit harder.
Harder than the hardest game in the world?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So we have listeners on hold ready to play. What are they going to be doing?
We'll be playing for you Incubus songs. All you need to do is to identify the song we play, and you've got tickets to Breakfast with Incubus. Oh, I almost forgot. The songs will be backwards.
Yay!
So usually we take the name of the song and say it and make that back. Now we're changing the music around so the music is backwards.
It's 2.0!
All right, so Breakfast with Incubus Plus. How about this, if it's okay with you, Mr. Announcer Man, we'll also throw in tickets to see the band at the Hollywood Bowl on July 13th.
Nope.
Okay, who's our first contestant, please?
First up is Matt. He's a water chemical specialist, which means he makes bombs.
He's a terrorist. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean?
You ready for the hardest game in the world, 2.0?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
There's one more difference. We don't play it for you twice because they're longer clips.
Okay.
So we're only going to play it for you once. Here it is.
Ready?
Yes, sir.
Ready.
Let's see. Is it Are You In?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Are You In? So much better. Or maybe the
maybe 2.0.
Maybe 2.0 is a little easier than the original.
I think that'd be all right.
All right. Hey, Matt could just be a great contestant. Let's see who's next, Mr. Doubtzer Man.
Why diminish Matt's accomplishment,
Sorry.
Kevin?
I apologize. Good work.
Next up is Rob. He's a teacher.
All right, Rob. You ready for your song?
I'm ready.
Not going to replay it, but I'll give it to you once. Hey,
dig.
Well done, Rob!
Yeah.
It is a little bit of a surprise how much that one sounded the same backwards as it is forwards, right?
Sure, it's 2.0!
All right, two for two. Who's next, Mr. Announcer Man?
Next up is Philippa. She's a student.
Hey.
Hey, Philippa.
Hi.
Hey, Philippa, did you try and win already this week and failed?
Yeah.
All right. Big time Incubus fan. Going for it again. Let's see how you do. Listen up. Here's your song backwards.
What song is that?
Wish You Were Here.
Whatever
tomorrow brings. That was a drive. Nice. I guess we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks for coming.
Two-time failure.
Yeah.
Next up is Danny. He manages a hotel.
Hey, Danny.
What's going on, Kevin and Bean? How are you guys doing this morning?
We are good. Ready for 2.0?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Here you go.
Worship Satan.
All right, what song is that?
Oh, God. I thought that was phone static.
That was pretty easy.
Come on, dude.
I Wish You Were Here.
Yeah!
How do they do that? How do they make them the same backwards and forwards? It's really odd.
Hollywood Bowl for you, and we'll see you at Breakfast with Incubus next Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We have time for another, Mr. Announcer Man?
It's 2.0! Of course we do! Marisol! She's a teacher's assistant.
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin and Bean.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Here is your song, Hardest Game in the World 2.0. All right, what is that?
Number nine,
what?
Really?
Come on!
Oh, my God.
Come on! You can do it!
Love Her?
Yes!
I don't know that she'd have come up with it if Kevin had not berated herself. I think that's actually what she needed to come up with the title.
Congratulations, you got the concert tickets, and you have the breakfast tickets.
I'm going to freak out. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you.
It's 2.0!
Would you say that's the hardest game in the world, though?
2.0!
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. In the next few days, by the way, actor Michael Cera is going to be on the program. We also are going to be talking to MC Hammer, Joe Rogan, Brian Deegan's going to be here. And Ralph, I suspect that you had something to do with booking Goddess Leanne and her pet Jonathan stopping by the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow. What's that all about?
I did have a hand in it.
Them.
I just thought in light of all the brouhaha surrounding the tragic passing of David Carradine and his predilection for bondage and discipline and everything that's involved in that fetish, I thought maybe we would have in a lifestyle BDSM, bondage, discipline, masochism, sadism couple to discuss that lifestyle and to perhaps shed some light on it.
We're going
to
do Aska.
Yes, we're going to ask a mistress and slave.
I have many questions.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
My first why?
I'm sure that the mistress's pet will be happy to answer that for you.
Wow.
Well, all of that is going to be tomorrow morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. In the meantime, 6:52, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday morning. What's going on?
Well, we got another reality show in the works, kids.
Oh, thank goodness.
You happy? ABC. Depends. You know, they love their dancing reality shows over there on ABC. Because Dancing with the Stars, big, big, big business for ABC.
Huge, sure.
Huge hit. So they're coming at us again with a brand new one called Let's Dance.
Yes?
Let's Dance.
Is it done by Fall Out Boy?
It is a horrible idea for a TV show.
That's what we told the producers before Dancing with the Stars. We said, this is a terrible idea. It's going to fail miserably.
But listen to this.
All right.
Dancers are brought on for one episode of Let's Dance, and they are tasked with reenacting a famous dance routine, like something that Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers did in one of their shows, or Gene Kelly dancing through puddles and singing in the rain.
What if they don't know those?
Well, they got to learn them.
Oh.
And then the audience votes for a winner each night, and the four winners go to the finals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Famous dance routines.
We already have So You Think You Can Dance. Isn't that enough dancing on TV?
No, this is you have to emulate other dancers in dances that they did much better than you will do on live television.
That sounds bad.
That's what I'm saying.
I wonder if they'll do, you know, the hammer dance, the thriller dance, and stuff like that, too.
I can imagine any famous dance routine will be fodder for this show.
Okay.
Let's face it. How many are there? They're going to have to start digging deep pretty soon.
Week two, they're going to be out.
Yeah, once Singing in the Rain and Thriller is out, I think you're hard tasked to come up with.
We should have Omar go on the show and do the Thriller.
I love it.
That's what we
Mike
should do.
And Omar could do there and just honk it all up and get to the finals. Speaking of So You Think You Can Dance, got an email here from Eric Sandvig, one of our listeners.
Yeah, Eric.
And apparently his wife is in the top 20 on So You Think You Can Dance.
No kidding.
She's a local girl from Orange County, and Eric was asking me if I would mention her, and if you do watch that show, the show's airing tonight on Fox, you can, actually, I guess it was last night.
Whoops! Can they still call?
Anyway, she may still be on, I don't know. Anyway, he is asking for all the local Californians to get behind the Orange County girl and give her a chance to go on. So she's known as the naughty ballerina on the show.
Oh, that sounds,
promising,
doesn't it? Apparently, she's the hottest one on the show, according to Eric. Of course, it's his wife. What's he going to say?
Eric.
He said, look what you did for Catherine McPhee. And I say, yes, I take full responsibility for her success.
Yeah.
So if you see Melissa Sandvig is her name, if you see her on So You Think You Could Dance, give her a vote because she's a K-Rock listener and she is a local girl. So
maybe he should have reached out to somebody with a calendar.
Maybe. Well,
this is the day after.
I don't always read my emails the day they come in.
All right, I got you.
So sometimes it's I'm a little behind the scenes.
And in Ralph's defense, he did help Kathy McPhee lose American Idol. So
how
maybe he could help Melissa lose
sir.
So You Could Think You Could Dance.
Anna Paquin, we love her on
yes.
True Blood. She says she has a deep, dark secret regarding her appearance on that show.
Okay.
She wants everyone to know that a great bra does wonders. She does look great on that show. Better she's ever looked.
A great bra?
Yes.
Very pretty girl.
Yeah. She says that by the time the costume designers are done, the makeup people, every outfit that she has is designed to lift, push, and accentuate her breasts. So when she's all dolled up, she looks nothing like her real self, but it seems to be working for the character.
The character took off all those clothes in one episode last year.
She sure did.
And didn't need help with a bra.
No, she did not. She looked all right to me. So apparently not everything you see on television is as it is in real life.
Giant size cans.
Believe it or not.
Now, that comes back this week, right? True Blood?
I'm not sure. I know it's coming back. But
I think it is.
This Sunday, I think
it is this Sunday.
Because I am one of those fools who did not get on board, and I guess if I'm smart, I'll go out and get the DVDs like today and catch up, right?
Stupid!
Because by all accounts, this is one I really missed that I should have been watching.
Yeah.
King of Mexico says it's a must-watch. So he puts it on that list.
He writes that on our screen here, and we have to tell people.
We have to do it.
You must watch. Ryan Seacrest has lost his girlfriend.
Really?
In Touch magazine reports that he is no longer dating Jasmine Waltz. She should be on So You Think I Can Dance with a name like that. Apparently, they split up, and now she is dating Guy Ritchie. Her new boyfriend is Guy Ritchie. Apparently, Jasmine wanted to date a guy after going out with Ryan Seacrest.
Queer.
So she opted for the guyest guy she could find.
Sure.
Guy Ritchie.
It's right there in the name.
He's got to be a guy. Michael Jackson
Crazy.
Has even more odd demands regarding his upcoming concert tour.
Really?
In London's O2 Arena this summer. By the way, here it may not happen. There's a lawsuit in the works that may stop him from doing those
concerts. That's not the one with the
It's the same
Jackson
one.
Jackson
5? Oh. The people who produced the thing that was supposed to be the Jackson's concert, which now Michael may or may not do.
Right.
Says that he has to do that concert first before he does any other concerts.
Right, but weren't they doing one in Texas or someplace to make up for that, and then he can go do
but
all...
But it may have been after the O2 Arena shows. And this guy doesn't want to get left holding the bag. He does the London shows, and then all of a sudden Michael gets sick or something and can't show up in the show. So, anyway, he has got more demands regarding his upcoming concerts in London.
What does he ask for so far?
Well, we know he's asked for the Foxbury Manor, where he was staying, to be converted into a replica of Neverland, complete with amusement park theme rides.
Okay.
On the grounds.
Easy. Okay.
Easy to do, right? Now he wants a children's choir to perform with him.
Nope.
Made up of an exactly equal number of black, white, Asian, and mixed race kids.
Nope.
They also all have to know sign language.
What?
Yeah, they all have to know sign language.
And be orphans.
Michael has also asked for 6 marching snare drummers and insists that they be clean shaven at all times.
What are you talking about?
I wonder if it's their whole body or just their face has to be clean shaven.
He does a check for every show.
Do you think the kids have to know sign language in case they can't even say it?
No, you
can't
even say it. Nope,
I can't even talk about not being able to talk.
That's correct.
Right. In case you can't talk, you have to, you know.
Oh, wow.
What's the international sign for help? Maybe they should teach those kids that first. I'm just saying. I'm just saying that it's an odd request.
Yeah.
That all the mixed race kids know sign language. That's all.
Yeah. Even given Michael Jackson's history, there would be a million parents down there trying to get their kids on that show, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No shortage of people to audition for that job.
When it comes to show business, people are willing to forego anything.
That really is unbelievable.
In order to get the gig. However, this is an interesting story which is connected with that. Apparently, Miley Cyrus's appeal, and I've always thought this, is to just other sort of equally homely young girls,
right,
who see something in her that they appreciate.
Right.
I don't think guys are digging on Miley Cyrus. You with me?
Yeah, I think for the most part. Yeah. Because her show appeals to young girls, I think.
She is doing a new movie called The Long Song, which, by the way, is every Miley Cyrus song. It's way too long, in my opinion. But they had a cattle call for young, attractive male extras to show up to be in the movie.
Yeah.
About 10 guys showed up.
That's it?
Yeah. They were expecting thousands to show up, but apparently 10 rolled in to be in the movie. Can you imagine if it was a Megan Fox movie? How many guys you get to show up to be extras in that film?
10 million.
I'm just saying, I don't think a lot of people are down with Miley when it comes to the fellers.
How about some teenagers?
Well, they weren't. I don't know how old they were.
All right.
They just didn't show. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Shia LaBeouf! Of course, Indiana Jones, the Transformer movies got coming up this summer. Big, big star. Big guy. Big star. Small unit. Big guy, though. 23 years old today. Joshua Jackson from Dawson.
Being you behind a little every time.
So we'll just let Mike handle that. He's good at that. Yeah. Dawson's Creek, of course. Fringe, he is 31 years old today. Hugh Laurie from House is 50 years old, and comedy legend Gene Wilder celebrates his 76th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
In about a half an hour, Kevin, we're going to talk to Johnny Strange. He's the 17-year-old who has climbed, Mount Everest, Mount McKinley, Mount Kilimanjaro.
Wow.
17. He started when he was 12 on his quest to climb the tallest mountain on every continent. He also is a mixed martial artist, too. That's something else he does with his
brain
time,
surgeon.
So. Well, we don't know about that yet, but we'll find out. But Kevin hates all people who are accomplished and ambitious, so it should be interesting to hear how he does with Johnny Strange in a half hour.
I don't hate all people like that, but I'm not a fan of the blind guy that has to climb the mountain or the 17-year-old that has to do it on every continent.
Or the one without legs.
Take it easy. You're making us all look bad. You're ruining the curve. All right.
That is coming up later this hour on the Kevin DeBeach.
We're going to need Ralph in here as well because the new game show that is sweeping the country, Would You Like to Take That Back, is on. We do a lot of shows here, a lot of Kevin and Bean shows, and they're about 4.5 hours. You got to fill the time, and you try your best to be funny. It doesn't always work. Sometimes you hear something really funny in your head, and then when it comes out of your mouth, you go, "Wow, that was not what I expected." And so does everybody else. So we have a feature that we like to call, Would You Like to Take That Back?
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back?
So is it like we've got a team of umpires now, we're going to go to the videotape and have our play reviewed and then find out maybe it wasn't even a double?
I'm pretty sure that was explained in great detail and everyone understands.
I don't. Okay. Is it like an NBA game where you're going to go back and see if the guy was standing on the three-point line or was behind when he shot the ball?
Yes, exactly that. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm not sure.
So we're going to do that in terms of radio, though. Things we've said on radio.
Right.
We're going to go back to those clips.
We're going to say maybe not the best choice.
And then give the person the opportunity to take it back.
To take this conversation back. And I'd like to nominate this conversation for the next time we play. Would you like to take that back?
So we had Danielle Fischel in, and she, is Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Mm-hmm. And she was on Style. She's on Style now. On the
Style
Dish
Network, yeah. And she was talking about the type of man that she is drawn to.
I don't know. I mean, I'm actually a T.O. fan. I tend to like jerky athletes for some reason. Like, I was a Dennis Rodman fan, too. You know, like, I like that kind of attitude.
Parkinson's feel?
You don't know what you're going to get from moment to moment. Oh,
gosh. Would you like to take that back?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
Because she said jerky.
Uh-huh. You said, did that Parkinson's feel?
Yeah. I have a standing policy on this program, and that is that any time the question, would you like to take that back, is thrown out there, my answer is always yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I would like to take that back.
Yeah.
Here's Ralph talking about some birthdays.
And guitarist inventor Les Paul is 94 years old today. His brother, Moore Paul, is... also celebrating a birthday.
Yeah, the same birthday?
Yeah.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
In my defense, it was a reference to you, Kevin, earlier in the show saying congratulations to Bean for not making a Moore Paul joke on the Les Paul name.
Right.
So I was sort of referencing that joke as a joke for us to enjoy by actually going the extra step and making the Moore Paul joke.
So your answer to would you like to take it back?
I don't think I would take that
You're
back.
You're going to keep it.
I'm going to hold on to that one. I'm going to own that one.
All right.
Okay. And I can't wait till next year on Les Paul's birthday because I've got a Mrs. Paul fish sticks joke that is going to slay.
That is going
to
be
now
good.
Now would you like to take that back?
No. Would you like to take that back?
We'd like you to take what you just said back right now.
That's an instant take back.
All right.
I refuse.
Ralph, what was the religion? You were talking about a story where they can't have blood transfusions.
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah.
Because the prince, I guess, needs a double hip surgery or
something.
But you can't even recirculate your own blood.
Yeah.
That's what they believe in the religion. So Ralph was talking about that, and then Bean came in with a real gem.
Blood is sacred to God. Blood must not be eaten or transfused. Must not be taken in by humans.
So can they even go see Twilight?
Oh my God.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
I don't believe I will take that back, and I'll tell you why. Because we were talking about that they can't eat blood, and I'm taking it even a step further to say not only can't they eat blood, they can't even watch other people eat blood like vampires do in Twilight.
Here's what Bean does every time we question his judgment.
He's got a lot of rationalization.
He starts explaining it like we don't know.
Right.
Like we're completely false in our assumption of what's going on. We know what you were referring to, and we're asking you,
would you like to take that back?
I'm going to say
it wasn't confusing. It was just hideous. That's what we're saying.
You're saying it wasn't funny.
Right.
All right. I'll take it back.
All right.
I'll take it back. If it was that well received, I'll take it back.
All right. Fantastic.
Does Jack Bauer wake up every day and go, oh, I hope today's not one of those days? And he skates through it, and the next day wakes up and goes, oh, not today. Please don't make it be today. Because every once in a while, it turns real bad for him.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
Oh, keyboard cat.
Playing Bean right off the show.
Playing him off
cat.
Keyboard cat.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
Yeah, I'll throw that one back, too.
I think maybe you
should. I'd like to suggest the length of that compared with the comedy in it was probably...
Especially for 8 years now, we've been saying, boy, Jack Bauer sure had some bad days.
That dude's got some bad days, I'll tell you that.
But then, like, 360 days in a row, he wakes up and it's a pretty good day. That was kind of... you get the bit.
Yeah, we get the bit. We understand that.
Understood.
All right, I'll take it back. So I was supposed to bring in clips from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was a painful show. So I only watched maybe half of it.
As you were wont to do.
But I was supposed to bring in clips. So the guys were yelling at me. How am I going to bring in clips if I don't watch the whole show? And Bean, again, takes it way too far trying to be funny. Wow.
You may have missed some good stuff.
I'm sure I did.
If your job was to be in clips, how do you not watch the whole show?
Got enough
clips.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Got plenty of clips that I need.
But what about the best ones? What if you missed something that was great? What was the best thing you should have brought in?
Well, that would be a disaster.
Well, it surely would be less than doing your best, wouldn't it?
Kevin, all you know, Kevin, is that there was poop. You don't know whether you missed the nuts or not.
Oh my God. Man.
Wow.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
Please say yes.
And don't explain further.
I was just trying to say.
Don't need an explanation. No, we got
understand.
It. We
yes
understand.
Or no?
Yes or no?
That was a
yes
reasonable.
Or no. Yes or no?
That's analogies go, Bean. That was...
It was pretty reasonable because it was a crappy show, but
yes
how crappy
no.
was it, Kevin? Does it
know? Yes or no? And the answer has got to be yes. We are insisting. Yes is the answer.
Stand by that
He's
one.
Standing by it.
I'm going to stand by the poop and the nuts.
I think
I will.
Why don't you go stand by the poop and the nuts?
You are very bad. Ralph, who's Alison Lohman?
Alison Lohman is an actress who was recently seen in Drag Me to Hell.
Okay.
She's the star of that film.
This is the last. Would you like to take that back?
Apparently, Alison Lohman plays a young loan officer.
Bell!
Yeah, I think so, too. Bell. Yeah.
Bell for Lohman?
Yeah.
How about Barkley? Does he get a...
Charles?
Oh, my God! You did
Lohman and Barkley!
Legendary Los Angeles
Put
radio town.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
All right, so that was...
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
There was a very popular morning show called Lohman and Barkley
right.
here in
How
Los Angeles.
Back in the old K-West.
Yeah. I'm going to say
many,
the same
many
thing
years
to you
ago.
That I say to Bean, which is we know that.
You didn't? You said Charles Barkley?
Well, it took me a while to get to the fact that that's what you were referencing.
Well, I was just
I'm
going to
be very disappointed if Ralph takes this back.
Would you like to take that back?
I would absolutely take this one
yes.
back.
Oh,
yes.
That's
like
a good quality
like
comedy. To Bean, that's great. That's why you should.
A little too much time spent in the Wayback Machine for that to pay off.
I would like to take it and then use it myself. Then that's how much I love that line.
Those are not available for use. Once you take them back, they are banned from the show.
Yeah.
So that's the way it works.
I'm very disappointed, Ralph, to see you turn on your best material.
It might have been a little too moldy oldie to bring out the Lohman and Barkley.
We're disappointed that you didn't, Bean. We were very disappointed in
would
you
as well. Like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
Time for the Kevin and Bean Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. It's our answering machine we have set up here at the station. You call us anytime with something on your mind, leave a message, we play it back on the radio.
Sure is great to have Eminem back.
Hey, yo, Slim Shady, 2009, new rap sh-. Here we go. Yo. Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? 2009, y'all.
Well done.
Pretty good, right?
Yep.
Yeah. People think of things all the time while they're doing other things. They're driving. This particular girl is driving, and she's thinking about calling and leaving a message on the Afro line for us.
I wanted to call the Afro line to say something funny. The cops see me on my cell phone, and now I'm getting pulled over. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, that's our fault.
Yeah, there's a law that you have to have the hands-free thing, and she didn't.
Yeah.
So then the cop pulls her over, gives her a ticket, and she dials 323-520-AFRO one more time.
Yeah.
By the way, how long do you have to go back to find a traffic law that has been more abused or ignored than the hands-free driving law?
Yeah, no
well,
kidding.
The speed law, I suppose.
Yeah, there is that.
The only other one I can think of is texting. No one ever once thought twice about texting while they drive.
Yeah, which is the worst thing you could do.
Yeah
but sometimes you just have to text. You know? What are you going to do? Being the American Idol guy that was clearly gay was
Adam
Lambert?
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay.
Lambert is gay? Oh, my. He is? No.
Big tabloid report came out with an announcement. And
so lame.
He did a sit-down interview and outed himself, basically, with Rolling Stone magazine on the cover of the current Rolling Stone.
But again, not necessary.
Not a big surprise, yeah.
No, not at all.
Hey, I'm mad. My callback number is, oh, God bless it. I'm watching a lady pull out of a parking space and just smash a car next to her. That is funny. I completely lost my train of thought. And she's driving away. Wow.
What do you think he did? Do you think he parked or followed her and got her license number because she drove away? Guarantee that
awesome
happened.
Awesome parking space.
Guarantee.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're driving to work, you have to go through parts of town that are, how do we say it, unsavory.
All I have to say is I hate Pacoima. I have to drive through this slum hole every day to get to work, and I freaking hate Pacoima. It's hell on earth. How can a whole city smell like dirty goat? Pacoima.
Pacoima's not even in the 909 area code, is it?
Nope.
No, but it can be bad all the same.
In the valley.
Yeah. It's been a little cloudy.
June gloom.
I'd like to point something else out, by the way, this time of year, and I'm surprised that I'm the first one to come up with it, but dads and grads rhymes.
Yeah.
Rhymes.
Whoa.
And both of those things are kind of happening pretty soon here.
Wow.
Dads and grads.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I drink your blood.
I believe this is a reference to the best story of all time, which I can't get anyone else on the show interested in. But there are zombie fire ants.
We heard.
There are fire ants that are zombies.
We know.
What does a story have to get you people interested?
They're not attacking people. They're not taking over a town. Like they're not bringing down cattle. They're just wandering around with their heads off.
No, they don't have their heads off. They have their heads on, and they're dead. What if one of them bites one person? Now we have human zombies.
Are you sure about that?
Yes! That's science.
Zombie! I drink your blood, and I eat your skin! Zombie!
No. Not a big deal. Not anything to be worried about.
But isn't
that guy's your people, Kevin? Yeah.
But isn't our policy? I thought that was a girl. Isn't our policy to whip people into a needless frenzy? To take stories that are nothing?
But usually we're making fun of the media doing that a little bit, right?
Listen to me, people. These are real. There are zombie ants.
But they can't do anything to you.
How do you know?
Because they don't.
How do you know?
Because they exist and they haven't done anything to anybody.
How do you know?
Well, I think we'd hear about
that. The answer is you don't.
We usually need a grain of truth to start fanning flames. Just a grain.
The grain is that there are zombie ants.
But they haven't done anything.
How do you know? You two are like, I haven't done anything. Next thing we know, we're in the Thriller video.
Bean would know.
Come on.
Wouldn't we have heard about it if a zombie ant had done anything to any person ever?
We will hear about it, is what I'm saying.
Well, I hope it's you then.
When that happens, we will honor you.
You people are all lame.
Whoa. Like, this whole time, I've always thought that money was black. But, like, I'm looking at a picture here on Facebook, and it's like a white motherfucker. What's up with that? He's got a beard. I always imagine, this big black guy. I'm like, I like the Lakers. But no, it's just like, he only comes as gay as Kevin.
How dare you?
Wow.
All right, 323-520-AFRO, the overachieving 17-year-old that feels the need to climb every mountain before he's 18, on the show next.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Why do you hate Kevin?
Listen, when you're in school and you're in a math class and you just have, you're average, you haven't studied much, and all your friends haven't studied much, going to take the test and you get a C and everybody else gets a C. And then there's that one dude. And that one dude studies for days and weeks and months on end and he gets a perfect score.
Plus extra credit, so he gets like a 104%.
So he gets 104, the rest of us all get 70s. And so then he ruins the curve, because they would have kicked my 70 up to an 85 if it wasn't for the 104.
You can't ruin
the curve for people. You can't work too hard at work.
Mm-hmm.
Makes everybody else look bad. You got to just stay average and out of eyesight.
That is the attitude that made America great, Kevin.
Right.
You're right about that. Well, the reason Kevin has his panties in a bunch this morning is we're getting ready to talk to 17-year-old Johnny Strange. Who apparently is climbing or has climbed the tallest mountain on every continent. Now, Kevin believes that's overachieving at 17 years old, that he ought to pace himself a little bit, but let's find out what Mr. Strange says. Johnny joins us on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Johnny, good morning to you.
Hey, man, what's up?
You are 17 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I was doing when I was 17?
Along the lines of what I usually do?
No, I was throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner.
He peaked right there.
That was it. That's what I was doing when I was 17.
He just has a different name.
That's what I was doing when I was 18 and 19.
All right. Help me understand what's going on with you, Johnny. You started mountain climbing at how old?
When I was 12. I was dumb enough to get into it.
Okay. And clearly you got into it because there was something about it that seemed fun or fascinating to you, right?
Yeah. I kind of really liked the idea of the challenge, and then a lot of people said I couldn't do it, so I just said I could and got myself into it, and then I just fell in love with it.
Okay. And what was the first big, big mountain that you climbed?
Mount Vincent Massif in Antarctica.
Okay.
Wait,
right.
How do you start in Antarctica?
You don't keep your mouth shut and say that you can do all these things that you probably can't do, and then
end up, you start mouthing off, and then you gotta put your money where your mouth
is. 12-year-olds are dumb.
Yeah.
Except I'm 17, I haven't learned my lesson too much.
So, is that the tallest mountain in Antarctica? If so, how tall is it?
Yeah, it's the tallest mountain in Antarctica, and it's around 16,000 something feet.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, and then what order did you do them in? Run through the other six.
Well, I climbed the one in Antarctica, and then I went over to Africa and climbed Kilimanjaro.
Sure. And you're what? You're 13 at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I was kind of taking a break doing my other sport. And then I went over to Aconcagua, climbed that, then went to Denali in Alaska, then went over to Mount Everest a week ago, before Everest, I went over to Elbrus in Russia with my friend Jake, and then I went over to Everest, and then I just got back from Kosciuszko yesterday.
All right, now, Mount Everest, probably the most famous mountain that people climb. It seems like people die there.
They do.
On a weekly
year.
Basis.
Yeah.
And you pretty much just leave them there. That must have been a huge training and a very difficult climb, right?
Yeah, it was really difficult, but more mentally than physically. Like, obviously, it was really physically demanding. But, you know, it puts a lot of stress on your mind because you're just sitting there for, you know, 2 months, and then it all comes down to one day.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you make your way up to the high camp, and then you pick a day when you hope there's not bad weather, and you just go, I'm going for the summit today. It's either today or never.
Well, no, because you can't stay at high camp too long just because of altitude and you have oxygen.
Oh, I see.
So you kind of pick your day, you know, 2 days in advance, and you get up to a high camp, and then that same night you get to high camp, you have to go for the summit.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So you did this last year?
No, I did this. I summited May 20th this year.
Oh, so you just got back from Everest.
Yeah.
Wow. Was it? How did Mount Everest compare in terms of difficulty to the other high mountains that you climbed, Johnny?
I'd say Everest was one of the harder mountains I've climbed just because the mental reason, you know, it kind of got to me. Like, I was exhausted.
Yeah.
But it was really, you know, humbling experience, and I just learned humility after I climbed that one.
And how old are you now?
I'm 17.
Okay. All right. Have you ever heard the words pace yourself? You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do in your 20s? You're going to have peaked. You're going to look back at 17 years old and go, did Everest already. So now I'm going to try and get into Guitar Hero. I mean, what?
I'm going to huff paint. That's my goal for today. That's all I could look for today.
Where do you go from here?
You know, I'm going to look for other sponsors and try to go on bigger adventures now.
Like what?
How's there a bigger adventure than Mount Everest? Mars?
I'll find it. You know, a lot of people expect me just that I've climbed this. I'm just going to back down. And they're, I don't know. I'm not going to back down. I'm just going to go bigger.
Now, stop now, Johnny, it. Hang on, B. Hang on. Stop it. You hear me?
I'm not smart enough to stop yet.
But I'm saying stop it. Okay, back to you, B.
Johnny, is it that you're a thrill seeker? I mean, are you the kind of guy who would be satisfied next jumping out of an airplane with no parachute and stuff like that? I mean, is that the direction you think you'll go?
No, I just like the challenge. And, you know, maybe when I'm older and I look back on this and I was like, what was I thinking? I could have gotten killed. Then I'll stop. But
I'm trying to figure out what area. Clearly, there's no mountain climbing challenges left for you once you've done all of the, you know, the highest peaks in the world. So is next for you being the guy in the rowboat who goes around the world, well, you know, by himself? I mean, is that the sort of thing you might do?
Well, when it comes to climbing, there's always another challenge because there's always a harder mountain. But I want to, I'm going to still climb, but I want to do something like another adventure. I have a few lined up.
Okay, what? What do you have lined up?
I mean, I guess I could sit on the radio and say everything I want to do.
No, but just like a couple of things in your future.
Well, I'd like to go to both the North and the South Pole.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to do that.
Yeah. And and then the other one just sounds really stupid. So I'm
saying, say it.
No.
Say it.
I really can't.
Say it.
Say it. No, I just don't want to be the guy who says all these
say
things.
Say it.
No way.
Say it.
Maybe when you're older.
You're afraid if you say it, then you're going to be bound. You'll have to do it, right?
I mean, I wish I'd have to do it, but I have to find a lot of sponsors and people to pay for it.
Because it's expensive to go to to scale.
Okay, let me guess. Johnny, if I come out with it and I say it right now and I'm right, will you tell me?
Yeah, if you say it, if you can guess what I want to do.
Have sex with Megan Fox.
How did you know?
Yeah.
See?
You need sponsors?
Because that's 17? On all of our wish lists.
So I'm saying pace yourself is what I'm saying. Are you graduating from high school this year?
Well, I'm a
junior. Or did you graduate when you were 9?
I'm a junior this year, and I'll be a senior next year.
Okay, so you graduate from high school next year.
Yeah.
And then college?
And then college, yeah.
And then the moon? Astronaut?
No.
Tunnel to China? What do you got
next?
Hey,
Johnny, have you turned this into a multimedia experience yet? Do you have lots of video and pictures and stuff like that of your trips around the mountains of the world?
Yeah, I have a lot of them. A lot of pictures, a lot of videos. And
you got a website or anything like that, or a DVD?
Yeah, I have a website right now called Strange.
Come on. I want to find out what Johnny's website is. Say it again, Johnny.
Strange.
Kevin. Let the boy talk.
All right, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. I'm just joking. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You can do it now.
Strange.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I want to see the kids' video.
Listen,
Kevin, come on.
I'm doing that just to be funny, but I'm interested in seeing that as well. So go ahead.
StrangeOnEverest.com.
StrangeOnEverest.com.
Okay. Okay. I think it's awesome what you're doing, and I'm sure you run into lots of bitter old men like Kevin who tell you to squash your dreams, but I think you're doing the right thing, Johnny.
Here's all I'm saying. I'm concerned that Johnny's going to be, I don't know, the ripe old age of, say, 22, and he's going to go, wow, I sure miss the good old days. And that's not what you want to say when you're 22.
No, it's just...
So pace yourself. Stretch it out a little bit. You got a lot of life ahead of you.
But Everest isn't the peak of my goals. You know, it's just, it may be, you know, the biggest mountain... But it's not, you know, it's just the beginning.
Yeah, it's not sex with Megan Fox. There's other greater things that you can still shoot for.
I'm saying dream smaller. That's my message to all the kids.
Johnny, we wouldn't be able to live with ourselves peaking in radio if we weren't able to dream smaller. It's just the lesson we've learned. So take advantage of our lessons.
Well, I also want to, I'm doing some of these adventures to raise awareness for Parkinson's and raise awareness for genocide.
See, he's 17, he's climbed all the mountains, now he's a charity guy. It's just, you're better than us in every way.
Kevin, when you were 17, you were for Parkinson's and genocide. That's how different you are from Johnny.
which is the charity for genocide? Because unfortunately, there's a lot of different of those.
Well, when it comes to charity for genocide, it just kind of makes, you know, annoys me because I feel you just donate money and you throw money at it and it really just puts a Band-Aid on the situation.
Right.
You're just helping the victims. That's like, you know, the Holocaust happens, and after they come out, you give them some bread.
So what do you do?
You need to stop it right now.
Right, but how do you help do that? How does the charity work?
Well, I'm 17, so I can't really do anything because my opinion doesn't really matter right now.
Oh, no, you mean you want to get into that charity?
Yeah, I want to raise – well, I'm trying to raise awareness for genocide because it's a lot of people just – are kind of oblivious to the situation because there's no point in people talking about it.
I got you.
But
yeah, Parkinson's, yeah. No, I think that's a worthwhile goal. Sure,
but Parkinson's is what I'm trying to raise some money for, just because I think it's 4 million people worldwide have it, and a lot it kind of gets overlooked because a lot of people, you know, do it for cancer or whatever. But one of my friends has Parkinson's, and it's a pretty, you know, bad disease, and it could be cured too with money raised.
So it's a personal thing for you on that particular one.
Yeah.
Well, here's the heart of my bitterness. You're such a better person than I am. And you're 17.
I think we've established that.
I know, but
you're just going to have to accept
I really disagree with that.
Just you're ruining the curve and all that. That's all.
It's so funny you say that just because I was kind of looked at as like the black sheep, and like a lot of parents and stuff just really just talk bad about me. And
well,
I've never really been used to all this, and then I climbed Everest for this, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, you're a good kid now.
Yeah, by the way, let me tell you something. All the other the other kids hate you because all the other parents go, look at Johnny. He's climbing Everest. Yeah. Why don't you get out of bed before noon?
Yeah.
They yell at their kids.
Room, right. Well, Johnny, I think you're doing some good stuff there, dude.
Hey, thank you a lot, man.
Sounds like you got your head on right, and I'm glad you came on with us today, and I hope you'll stay in touch and let us know what's next, all right?
Cool. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
StrangeOnEverest.com.
Okay.
Thank you, man.
All right, have a good one.
Bye. We got Breakfast with Incubus tickets.
Oh,
up. In the 8 o'clock hour.
How much?
Make sure you're listening. No, we're not selling them. You got to win them.
No, seriously, how much?
But we're not selling.
No, how much? How much?
Can't really. Buy them.
How much?
That is coming up in the next hour on the world famous K Rock. It is 7:57.
Ralph joins us now for the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin Amin Show, and then coming up after the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to tell you about a woman who sits on a toilet and is bitten by a snake that comes up through the toilet. Actually, happened to a dude, and it happened to a chick. It's an epidemic. This is something you can whip people into a needless frenzy over, Kevin.
People are getting bitten by snakes in toilets and being struck by lightning at the same time.
While the zombie ants are nibbling at their feet.
Right. And getting swine flu.
We'll all be lucky to make it through till tomorrow.
Yeah. All of that coming up right now. Time for the Showbiz Beat.
Remember when Dr. Drew, our good and dear friend from Celebrity Rehab and from Loveline,
yes,
commented on Lindsay Lohan's current addiction issues?
Mm-hmm.
And said he was afraid a mortal wound may befall the young lady before she actually hits bottom and gets clean.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dr. Drew has some back. Someone's backing him up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Here's the thing. Lindsay, remember she tweeted about him saying, does a doctor talk about someone when it's not behind closed doors? I don't think so. Yay. Remember she tweeted
yeah.
that?
She yayed right. herself, yeah.
Well, Michael Lohan is backing up Dr. Drew.
Is that her dad?
Uh-oh. Her father, yeah. This is one of the situations where it's like, you know what? Don't be on my side yeah. so much because this guy's a loon.
Yeah.
But he said in a recent interview that he thinks Dr. Drew, and this is his quote, has what it takes to cure any kind of problem.
Wow.
He's a fix-all. He's a magic bullet. He said that he is concerned about his daughter's medication and drinking and partying. And he says Dr. Drew just might be the person to give her a hand. VH1 now is just pitching a tent.
Yeah.
Oh, Celebrity Rehab 3. Oh, come on, Lindsay. Imagine that'd be huge.
It's huge, yeah. yeah.
They could just do one show just on her. Celebrity Rehab Lindsay.
That's
just
true.
Have just one-on-one time, her and Dr. Drew. Be like, I'm an alcoholic, get me out of here. Have that kind of attention. Angelina Jolie is the most well-respected woman in America. Do you believe that?
No.
Me neither. But Harper's Bazaar magazine says it's so. Apparently, an overwhelming number of their readers voted her the woman they most admire and want to be.
Because she's with Brad Pitt.
Maybe that's why.
That's it.
Harper's Bazaar is doing an in-depth interview with Angelina Jolie in which she is not participating.
What?
They asked her to do an interview for the magazine, and she declined, so they're writing an article about her anyway. And it's the first time the magazine's ever using a paparazzi shot for the cover because she wouldn't pose for a photo shoot.
How about that?
So this thing is completely made up out of whole cloth, but the listeners demand it. So they're going to do
it. I guess she's very pretty and has a career and a family, you know? So those are all the things that women admire.
She's also a high-profile humanitarian, yeah. I think, which carries a lot of weight with people.
Yeah.
Right. She's hot.
And she is hot. Yeah.
Thought I'd bring that up.
More remakes in the news. You know how I love the remakes.
You love them all.
Do we need a remake of Saturday Night Fever?
Not at all.
The legendary film that made John Travolta a movie star, 1977, really sort of a time capsule of an era. It made disco sort of the soundtrack of the 70s.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing there are a ton of people who haven't seen that.
Right, but I'm thinking you can't really take that movie out of its
Time era. Period, yeah.
It is completely about context.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that 70s movie, club culture, right.
Right. That story and that movie, it's one of the few films, I think, that is so rooted in the time that it was made that you couldn't translate. The story is basically just a dude who lives with his family still. He's a bit of a loser, works in a paint store and dances.
Right.
You take that out of the club culture of the 70s and disco, there's not much story there.
Make it Lil yeah. Wayne in 2009. Well, it doesn't really work.
Exactly.
Although I haven't go see that movie.
Step Up 2, Staying Alive.
Right. Right.
We've already seen the dance movies made about the guys who, you know, dance up from the streets.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, word is that Simon Cowell is trying to buy the rights to do a remake and wants Zac Efron to star in the lead.
Yeah, don't do that.
Wow, Bean saying don't do that to a Zac Efron project.
That would be a bad career move for my sweet Zac. You know the thing about Saturday Night Fever, because Kevin, I know you've never seen this movie, is you know people think of it and they dismiss it because, oh, it's that movie with the Bee Gees songs. Great movie.
Great
nominated
film.
For a Best Picture Oscar the year it was out. This is not some fluff film. I mean, this was a really, really good movie, but Ralph's right. There's no reason to remake it.
And really, it's kind of a low-budget, gritty, independent film about this stupid Italian kid in the boroughs of New York just trying to make his way. It's really, it's much more of a slice of life character drama than it is a musical.
And what a sequel.
Staying Alive came along and blew the whole thing right to hell.
The Stallone ego-fueled project.
Stallone directing, yeah. Ugh. It's great. It's great. As good as Saturday Night Fever is, Staying Alive is good, bad.
I might have to see the second one.
Hands down, this is not even open for debate. The gayest line in cinema.
Gayest line?
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
Where's the end of the movie? She's confronting Tony Manero, John Travolta's character, and she's like, you know, Tony, what do you want? What do you want with your life? And he takes a pause, he looks at her, he goes, I want to dance. And he busts out onto Park Avenue. Yeah. And the music kicks in.
I think he said, I want to strut. I think he said, I want to strut.
Oh, you're right. You might be right.
That's the line,
even
I think.
Gayer. Yeah,
even gayer.
I want to strut.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do? I want to strut. And he goes out and starts strutting down the street. And Stallone directed it ham-fistedly. But awesome. There's one great scene where Tony Montana's walking down the... Tony Manero's walking down the street, and he bumps into this guy wearing a giant fur coat. Looks like a giant raccoon coat. And the guy spins around and looks at him, gives him a badass look, and it's Stallone in like a beard and aviator sunglasses.
No.
Yeah. Had to make a cameo in the film being the badass Tony bumps into. I'm so excited now to watch this movie right now.
Noel Hughes, right, is the hot chicken,
yeah, right?
Right.
Oh, the dance partner.
Tony's trying to compete for her love, and the guy he's competing with is Frank Stallone, who's like a rocker in New York City. He's like the leader of a rock band.
And that's Sylvester's brother, right?
Yeah, he threw Frank a roll, threw his brother a roll.
And put him on the soundtrack.
Who's the hot blonde chick who was all over the 80s back in the day? She used to be married to Richard Marx, I think.
Yes.
What the hell was her name?
Her name, and she went on to become the lead singer of the band Animotion.
Yeah. Damn it.
Email Ralph at KRock.com.
No, don't, because everyone will do it, and I'll have the answer in 30 seconds.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm just saying,
Cynthia Rhodes.
Cynthia Rhodes, that's it. Cynthia Rhodes. I had a thing for her back in the day.
Yeah, she's hotness.
Today's celebrity birthday is Gene Wilder, 76 years old. We just spent just a ton of time in a movie no one's seen and no one cares about.
I know.
But it's so bad, I might have to bring it in and do sort of a video vault on it.
That'd be great.
Bring in some pieces and just give you the horrible wonderfulness that is Staying Alive, the sequel to Saturday Night Fever.
Fantastic.
May have to do that. Gene Wilder, 76 years old today. Hugh Laurie. Oh, man. That Hugh Laurie.
You love him.
I love him. He's 50 years old. Joshua Jackson. He is for real, and he's also 31 years old today, and Shia LaBeouf celebrates his 23rd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Your chance to win tickets for Breakfast with Incubus coming up later on this hour. We will be doing that for you live this Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock, but so much cooler to be there in person, up close enough to smell Brandon and listen to the band.
Hey, take it
ask
easy,
your
dude.
Questions.
Take
anyway,
it easy.
That's coming up later in the half hour. First, though, Kevin, one of your greatest fears realized, am I right?
I always used to think when I was a kid that when I sat on the toilet, what if there's a snake that comes up from there? I always used to...
Because that happens all the time.
Well, I didn't know, but you know, when you're a kid, your imagination runs wild, and I didn't know where that pipe went. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know that a snake couldn't get in and wouldn't be sitting there waiting for me.
And there you are, all exposed.
There I am, a target for a snake. And it used to always scare me. And
I think that's completely reasonable, by the way, because what... I mean, how old are you talking about at this point?
I don't know. Yeah, probably. 5, 6.
Yeah. You don't really understand how plumbing works. All you know is that there's something that you can't see, potentially, a foot away from you on the other side of that pipe, and you have no idea how that works or what's going on. But fortunately, as Lisa points out, it doesn't happen all that often.
So then what you do is you grow up, and as you get to be 8, 9, 10, you talk to yourself, well, there can't be a snake in there. There's no way there's a snake in there. You got to get over this. And then you make yourself stop thinking about it. Just give it up. Just stop thinking about it. 2005, Jacksonville, Florida. Going to the bathroom will never be the same again for a local woman, not since she was bitten by a water moccasin that was apparently hiding in her toilet.
Oh, my gosh.
She spent 3 days in the hospital.
Yeah, water moccasins are serious.
This story comes out of Taipei.
Hey!
A Taiwanese man became a sitting target for a snake. This, by the way, is the second time it's happened. So now I'm looking back at my childhood, and I'm going, I was right!
you should have been afraid.
The worst thing I could do is to talk myself out of being afraid of that, because...
So are you afraid all over again?
Yes!
Now that you've seen these two stories in 5 years?
Well, let me read you this story, Bean. Taiwanese man sitting target for a snake, which bit his penis as he... as he sat on the toilet at his rural home. As soon as he sat down, he suddenly felt a knife-like pain and jumped up and looked down, and there was a huge snake in his toilet.
Oh, man.
This happens. This is a real fear that comes true.
I love the story, by the way. They took the guy, treated him for his wound, of course, kept him in the hospital because of the risk of infection. The doctor said, a snake's mouth isn't always clean.
You not only
have to worry about being bitten by a snake, now you've got to worry about getting some sort of infection from the snake.
By the way, a snake's mouth is not always clean, especially when it comes up through the toilet pipes.
That's a good point.
So that happens, people.
So what are you going to do now?
Never sit down again. Do you guys remember Brandon from Incubus? Didn't he tell us that? Didn't he tell us there was something?
He said that his brother convinced him that spiders crawl up in that hole, and that he spent, to the time he was like 10 years old, like squatting on top of the toilet because
he was scared
to press his booty to the...
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh,
that's funny.
I don't know whether that fear was right, but I can tell you snakes will eat you if you sit down on the toilet. So girls, sorry.
I don't know what we're supposed to do.
I don't either.
A screen?
Well, we started thinking about the childhood fears that you have, some of which it may turn out that you should have stuck with those childhood fears, like Kevin should have never let up his guard. It's just a miracle that he hasn't been bitten in all these years since.
Yep.
But we put the question to the Kevin and Bean listeners on our MySpace page yesterday, and it was really interesting, some of the stuff. And we want to take your phone calls, too, of childhood fears at 1-800-520-1067. You know, some people are afraid of a dentist. Here's one, Daisy. I was deadly afraid of the Michael Jackson Thriller song. I used to think that the footsteps and the creepy laughing guy were after me, for instance.
They were! And you know how they turned into zombies?
Yep.
Fire ants.
Fire ants, right. Chuck was afraid of El Cucuy and La Llorona, of course. A lot of our Mexican listeners grew up with those fears. But we want to know about the stuff that you were afraid of when you were little, because everybody has stuff that, for whatever reason, just captures their imagination and they're convinced that that's the way they're going
to
go.
Now, every time I go to the bathroom, I wear a jockstrap and a cup. It makes it more difficult, but I'm safer. A
lot more laundry.
So 1-800-520-1067, your childhood fears when we get...
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about childhood fears. Kevin was, for many years, afraid of snakes coming up through the toilet. Now it has turned out to be a reality. I mean, granted, it's only two stories, you know, in the whole history of the world in the last few years. But that doesn't mean it can't happen to you, right?
It's a trend.
It is happening, and it will probably happen to every one of us at some point this week.
Gabriel, by the way, emails, my childhood fear was the same as Kevin's, but now after hearing these stories, I guess I'm going to have to start pre-flushing before I use the toilet from now on.
Oh, that's
Thanks
a good
for
idea.
Making my fear come back. There you go, Kevin. That's the answer, rather than peeing through a cup.
But then Al Gore will show up at your door and start yelling.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Which is even scarier. All right, let's take some phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. We want to know what you were afraid of when you were a kid and how that turned out for you. Why don't we start with Nadine? She is on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Nadine. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hi, guys. When I was about 8 or 9, I was afraid that Hulk Hogan lived under my bed.
Now,
terrifying.
How did that happen? Why were you afraid of that?
I honestly do not remember how it started, but in the middle of the night, if I had to go to the restroom, I would, like, propel myself off the bed so that he couldn't grab me.
Okay. How many times did you look under the bed?
Oh, I was too scared to look under.
Too scary.
Yeah, it's too scary.
Why do you think... Out of all the people in the world, it was Hulk Hogan.
I think he's just a scary guy. He scared me. He was a big
Did you watch wrestling guy. Or your brothers or your family?
No.
Watch?
I just probably from commercials. I honestly do not remember how it started, but it lasted for like a year.
Bean, she looked under her bed and seen Hulk Hogan, what would he have said?
Don't be afraid, sister. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
You gotta say brother.
All right. Well, you can't say brother to her, though. Come on.
It's Hulk
Let's
Hogan.
Try... Albert on line 8 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Al, what's going on? What were you afraid of as a kid?
When I was a kid, my older brother would scare me to death and tell me that the walls were alive and breathing every night.
The walls are alive.
That's creepy.
But even if they're alive and breathing, they can't exactly chase you.
Well, he'd tell me that when I would fall asleep, they would eventually turn to people and come and kill me at night.
Oh, wow. Your brother rules.
Yeah, very cool. One night I ended up falling asleep in the kitchen because it had the most windows. And my dad, in the middle of the night, was walking to the kitchen and tripped over me and hit his head on the table.
Yes.
Oh. And killed
now,
his dad.
And now his fear is kitchens.
That's right. Albert, thank you for the call. Jose emails, when I was 5, I was afraid for real that a gay waiter could put something in my drink and make me gay.
Wow. Wow. All right, let's go to Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Michael.
Talking about things you were afraid of when you were a kid.
I had a morbid fear of midgets.
Midgets? They're evil and going to get you, you mean?
Well, I was always afraid that they were either under the bed or, like, every night before I go to bed, I, like, check my bathroom. I check the bath to make sure none were lying down. I check the closet, like, behind shirts and stuff.
Why do you think, A, they were there, and, B, they wanted to harm you?
I don't know. There's just something about them. I feel like they could get away with anything, that laws don't apply to them.
Well, you saw Time Bandits, man. You know how it is.
Is that in that movie?
Yeah, midgets. Midgets are very creepy, very scary in that movie, right?
Yeah. Well, that's true, by the way. Your fear is founded, and I believe that you should still check your bathroom on a nightly basis.
Okay.
Thank you.
Amy emails, hey, Kevin and Bean, I went to Catholic school all through grade school, so the fear of the devil was definitely instilled at a young age. When I would walk on sidewalks, I would be afraid of stepping on leaves on the ground because I thought if I did, the devil would come up from the ground and get me. Don't ask how this fear began because I couldn't tell you, but it was a very real fear for me for years. Please don't judge me, says Amy.
Oh, we don't judge, idiot. Jessica. Hi.
Hi there.
What were you afraid of when you were a kid?
I was scared of Bowser from the original Mario.
Yeah.
You were scared of Bowser?
Very scared of Bowser, and mostly the music that was associated with the Bowser levels.
So every time that music came on, you'd freak out?
Ran screaming. I was really good at the Mario games, but every time it got to those levels, freak out and have to have my dad complete the levels for me.
Did you think that he was somehow going to get out of the game and chase you around your house or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was that and, like, the fire and the little, like, lava balls and that. Just the very first Mario. Oh, I don't know why I was so scared of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's founded, too. That's a good fear. You need to hold on to it. Thank you, Jessica. Let's see. Let's go to Brittany. She has a strange one. Hi, Brittany.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What were you afraid of when you were a kid?
I was deathly afraid of, and now they still make me queasy, animatronic people.
Animatronic people.
Animatronic people.
Which you mean like the Hall of Presidents or something at Disneyland? Is that what you're talking about?
They make me queasy. They still make me queasy.
Wax museums? How about those?
The wax museum people, they make me uncomfortable, but it's animatronic. It's when they turn their head and blink their eyes and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was a movie when I was like 10 or something. It was called Urban Legends Final Cut.
Sure.
And the killer at the very end of the movie, these kids go on this fake ride, like the log ride at Knott's Berry Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And he poses to be a lumberjack, an animatronic person, and he comes and just kills everybody.
Yeah.
So Pirates of the Caribbean or something.
I've cried on that.
Yes! Awesome!
I'll admit it, I've cried on that.
Brittany, you would have loved being at our breakfast with Green Day because they brought out a monkey head. And you can turn it on and put it in this mode so that when you walk past, the entire head will move and watch you. They had that on, they had that on stage, and Billy Joe would be answering a question. The monkey would be shaking its head no. It was really freaky. That's the kind of stuff.
Well, that's why I'm trying to win breakfast with Incubus.
Yeah, they wouldn't have that.
They wouldn't have that.
They're not so much into the anatomic and whatever you call it.
That's awesome. Thank you very much for the call. Let's do one more. Zena is on line one on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Zena, this is a weird one. What do you got for us?
Well, when I was growing up, my family used to tell me that when I was eating watermelon, if I swallowed the seeds, that watermelon would grow in my stomach.
I heard that too. Yeah.
So one night I was like crying like all night because I swallowed a seed, but I didn't want to tell them.
Oh,
wow. And you were tortured? Did you finally have to break down and tell them the truth?
Yeah, and then they're just like, well, we'll see.
Oh, nice. What a mean family. Very nice.
Now, how did that get started? Was that just a story someone made up to explain a pregnant cousin or something?
I have no idea.
That's weird.
Yeah, that
fantastic.
Is
fantastic.
All right.
Thank you very much for the call. We got a lot of great ones. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I really, these people that all say they're afraid of clowns, do you think they really are? Do you think they just say it because it's fashionable to be afraid of clowns?
Kiki says afraid of the it clown, Pennywise.
I think people are really afraid of clowns.
Yeah, I think
people
so too.
Really are?
Oh, yeah. I think so too, because it's such a fake painted on smile. There's got to be some kind of evil behind it.
Yeah.
And there have been so many movies about evil clowns. Clowns are evil, by the way. That's one truth. That's science. All right, listen. Apparently there's some confusion because some dude on American Idol sang that song.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Allen?
Chris Allen. The winner of American Idol, right?
Yeah. That's not Chris Allen. We're not playing Chris Allen from American Idol. That's The Fray.
We're not?
That's The Fray, and they covered the Kanye song, Heartless.
Okay.
So we'd like to make that clear. It's not Chris Allen.
tiny distinction. They sound identical, by the way. You might as well be playing the Chris Allen one.
Yeah. All right. It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:42.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is time now to give away some more tickets for our Breakfast with Incubus. You can't buy them. You can't just show up. You can only win them. And, man, have we been hearing from Incubus fans via the email and the website all over the world who are just crazy to get into this thing because they don't do stuff like this very often. But we're going to give you a chance to earn them right now. 1-800-520-1067. If you know your Incubus lyrics, it's time for the Wheel of Celebrity Voices.
That's right. So what we do is we put all the celebrity voices on the wheel. We have Spencer Pratt. We have Rodney Bingenheimer. We have Tom DeLonge. We have Governor Schwarzenegger, we have Jed the Fish, we have the Hulkster, Homer Simpson, Tom Cruise, Optimus Prime, Anthony Kiedis, the Queen.
Yes,
so
the Queen.
We're going to spin the wheel, and then one of those celebrities will read you lyrics from an Incubus song, and you have to identify the song. And if you do, we're going to put you into the drawing for the tickets, and at the end, Lisa will draw one name, and somebody will win the tickets.
Okay.
All right, sounds simple enough. Let's spin the wheel, find out who our first celebrity is reading Incubus lyrics.
All right, the first celebrity is Optimus Prime.
Yeah. How about that?
All right. All right. Let's
find Optimus Prime.
I am Optimus Prime.
Yes, you are. You must be very excited about your new Transformers movie coming out this summer.
You two are Decepti-homos.
Are you doing that effect just by putting your hands on your mouth?
Pretty much, yes.
Let's check it.
Okay. All right, Optimus Prime, let's go to our first
Let's hear you do it, smartass.
Listen, I can't do better. I'm just asking.
Then shut up.
Let's try Yolanda on line one. Hi, Yo. How are you?
Oh.
Yo? Really?
Yolanda?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. All right.
Big Incubus fan, I hope. Listen up. Here's Optimus Prime from Transformers, who's going to read some lyrics. You just have to identify the Incubus song.
All right, for sure. Thanks.
Deeper than the deepest Cousteau would ever go. Higher than the heights of what we often think we know. Impressed that she who clearly sees the wreath of the trees. That would be the wealth of the trees.
Yes, it would.
That's it.
What do you think there, Yolanda?
Incubus song title.
I know that song.
Yes, you do.
Oh, cool. Tell us the title then.
You know it well.
I'm sorry.
Oh, nice to know you.
Deeper than the deepest Cousteau would ever go.
Oh, that hurts. All right.
Thank you, Optimus Prime. Appreciate you stopping by. Let's spin the wheel again, find out who our next celebrity is. While we say good morning to Corey, he is on line two on the Kevin and Bean Show.
How you doing, guys?
Hello.
Good. Corey, your lyrics are going to be coming from Tom DeLonge from Blink-182.
Good morning!
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right, let's hear this Incubus song. See if Corey can figure out which one you're doing.
Meet me in outer space. I will hold you close if you're afraid of heights. I need to see this place. It might be the only way that I could show you how it feels to be inside you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tom. That's enough. Corey, what song?
Stellar.
Yeah!
Stellar.
Meet me in outer space.
Right, nicely done. We're going to put you in the drawing.
Better.
All right, take it easy.
Let's say hello to Jen on line three, next contestant on the Kevin and Bean Show, Wheel of Celebrity Voices. Hi, Jen.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Jen.
Your celebrity will be William Shatner. William Shatner, who will be reading the lyrics to the song, and then you need to tell us what song it is.
Okay. I've been smiling with anchors on my shoulders, but I've been dying. to let them go.
All right, what song is that?
Oh God!
Very popular Incubus song.
Song title by the band Incubus.
And your answer is?
I don't know. Dig.
Sorry, it's Oil and Water.
Smiling.
All right. Let's go to Isaiah. Hi, Isaiah.
Good morning, fellas.
How are you?
Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Isaiah.
Listen up. Let's see who your celebrity is for Incubus lyrics.
Homer Simpson.
Oh! Homer! Hey, Homer. How are you?
Not good.
Why?
All right.
I don't even have an Incubus.
All right. It's a band. It's called Incubus. You've got some lyrics in front of you from one of their popular songs. Let's hear it.
Not 2 days ago, I was having a look in a book, and I saw a picture of a guy fried what?
Pardon Me.
Yes! I was having a look in a
book and I saw a picture of a guy. Wow.
Well done.
Stupid nice caller, even let me finish.
You cut off Homer right. Simpson.
You are also in the drawing. We'll find out in a minute who wins tickets to our Breakfast with Incubus. Let's try Ileana on line 5. Hi, Ileana.
Hi,
good morning.
Hi.
Tom DeLonge. Tom DeLonge, say hi to her.
Who are you, Ileana? Are you from space?
All right. Your celebrity is Spencer Pratt.
Oh, Spencer.
Hey, right. What's up? Ileana, how much you weigh?
All right, that's not important, Spencer. She's just trying to win the Incubus tickets.
I don't want her to win if she's
just
fat.
Just read the lyrics.
Focus, Spencer, focus.
Bat your eyes, girl. Be otherworldly. Count your blessings. Seduce a stranger. What's so wrong with being happy? Kudos to those who see through the sickness. Yeah.
My God.
Song title, please.
It's just your big chance. Drive. Breakfast with Incubus.
What?
What's it called?
Drive?
Sorry, it's warning. Pretty sure that girl just died.
It's called warning. She sounded very, very sad. All right, do we have time for one more? Are we out of time? Should we do the drawing? I mean, looking at the clock here, what do you think?
I think we have time for one more.
One more dish.
We don't at all.
I know,
by the way.
We really don't. We're just one screw the affiliates.
Just one time. Oh, look, it's a Hulkster.
Oh, what a surprise.
Oh, that is.
What a surprise.
Wow. No one could have seen that coming. Who's our contestant? We have Kelsey on the line.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hey.
The Hulkster is going to read your lyrics. You ready?
Ready.
Yeah. You're no Jesus. You're no Elvis. You're no Jesus. You're no Jesus. You're no Elvis. You're no answer, brother. Yes, it's Megalomaniac. That's right.
Awesome.
Nicely done.
You got, what do we got? We got Corey, we got Isaiah, we got Kelsey, I believe, are all in the drawing. Who joins us, Lisa May, for Breakfast with Incubus Tuesday morning on the Kevin DeBeat Show?
We are going to see Isaiah at the breakfast.
Yay!
Isaiah, congratulations.
Thank you. You're the man.
Really, yeah. More importantly, congratulations. You're going to the concert and coming to the Breakfast with Incubus.
Sweet. Thank you.
Thanks. Let's give it up for being seriously for the Hulkster on that last
Absolutely.
One.
I mean,
really.
I didn't have anything to do with that. You know, the celebrities are standing in the next room
that
when you come in.
That voice, wasn't me. Voice work extraordinaire.
I'm a little worried. I might lose my spot here on this gig.
With Mike Queen like and his Hulkster.
I might be run right out of the business.
It's the world-famous K-Rock at 8:54.
Big doings. Big doings over on the set of Twilight. Nerdlight.
Mm-hmm. Big doings. What big doings?
Well, you know that Robert Pattinson.
Our Pattinson?
Our Pat? Shut up.
Our Pat.
You did not say that.
Our Pat. And his co-star, Kristen.
Yeah.
Case 2?
Have been in a relationship.
No, right. I didn't
oh,
know
yes,
that.
Oh, yes, Lisa. Oh, yes. Sparks have been flying on the set of the second
really?
Twilight movie. And you know they're going to start shooting the third Eclipse this fall.
Okay.
Well, Robert Pattinson has just laid down the law. He is completely frustrated with Kristen. He wants a serious relationship.
Okay.
And he has given her an ultimatum.
Good time to do
she
that.
She needs to tell him so he can either get together or move on. And he wants an answer by the time they reunite in Vancouver this fall to shoot the third movie. He is not willing to be strung along. Not willing, I say.
Hello?
Yeah, but
I'm just having trouble following this story. So basically, these kids are dating, and he wants to take it more seriously than she does, and he's frustrated? That's
yes!
The story. And we care because...
everyone is all excited about this. It's Twilight!
Did you see this in the chat rooms?
It's Twilight!
Right.
It's happening! It's happening with the Twilight cast!
Were you on twitard.com for this information?
F everyone connected to this entire... project, the books, the movies, all of it. Just right to hell. Murder button for y'all. That's all I got to say. Michael Jackson is making more demands.
Yes.
About his situation in London this summer as he plays his 50 concerts at the O2 Arena. We mentioned earlier in the week that Michael wanted amusement rides to be put into his backyard at the estate he'll be living in England,
mm-hmm.
in Kent. And now he has added some more riders onto his contract, I guess you could say. He wants, for the shows now, a mixed children's choir.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
He wants an exact equal number of black, white, Asian, and mixed race kids.
But can they be 18?
Nope. Children. He wants
nope.
children.
Nope.
The children's
Does he want
choir
them to
full
be
of children.
Nope. Blind and mute as well?
Well, they all have to know sign language. That's one of the requirements.
What?
I guess he wants them to sign some of his lyrics to the audience while they're performing. It's part of the show. And he envisions. He envisions a children's choir made up of equal parts black, white, Asian, and mixed race. I wonder if the mixed race kids have to be equal parts race, too, in their mix.
That's a good question.
And they will be singing along and then signing along with many of his songs.
But can they be 18?
No, sir. Children's choir.
And they have to be children who are good with their hands, apparently.
Oh, man.
It's people with a dirty mind that think like that.
That's right, Bean. He would like them wearing robes and nothing else.
Wow.
He would also like 6 marching snare drummers.
Okay.
7 swan. Eminem, Relapse, number 2.
Love.
3 Lens Uplifter in its debut, number 3 on the Billboard Top 10. Green Day's 21st Century Breakdown, number 4.
Love.
Hannah Montana, the movie soundtrack, number 5.
Don't love.
Chickenfoot, supergroup Chickenfoot, celebrating number 6 on the Top 10.
Hmm.
Chickenfoot. Isn't that Ted Nugent?
Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar?
Really?
Joe Satriani. Satriani, yeah. I forget a couple other aging rockers in Chickenfoot. Taking Back Sunday, new again. Their debut on the list is number 7. Lady Gaga, The Fame, number 8. Kenny Chesney's Greatest Hits is number 9. And Taylor Swift's Fearless in the top 10 at the Billboard's ranking. So now you know.
I rented Lady Gugu over the weekend. It was very different.
Very different Lady Gaga?
Not the same.
Sounds good.
I rented Lady Gag Gag. And it was everything I hoped for, quite frankly. Everything I anticipated. I was very pleased. Today's celebrity birthdays, Shia LaBeouf. He is 23 years old today. Shia says he got his sense of humor from his crazy hippie parents. Says that he got a sense of humor watching them have sex, do drugs, his mom walk around naked, you know. Crazy hippie stuff.
Wow, that's no.
The usual stuff we all saw when we were growing up.
F*** hippies. I mean, period. F*** hippies. Been saying that my whole life. Be saying it till I die. F*** hippies.
My personal hero, Hugh Laurie from House, is 50 years old today. Gene Wilder celebrates his 76th birthday. Great, great comic actor. And actor Joshua Jackson. He is for real, and he is 31 years old, star of Dawson's Creek and The Fringe, of course, on Fox. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Last year, I didn't make it to Finland on vacation as much as I hoped I would because I got to the airport and found out that my passport was expired.
Here's the thing about Bean that you need to know. Goes on bad vacations. His wife won't even go with him. He also tortures us with details for months before the trip.
Yeah. So, I get excited. I look forward to my trip.
So last year, he was going to go there, and they said, you got the wrong passport, and he had to watch the people get on the plane and leave. And now he's talking about it again, and he got an email from the Finnish consulate here in Los Angeles.
Yes, I did. In fact, I have that email with me. Dear Bean, it begins, I work at the Consulate of Finland in Los Angeles, and I take care of our cultural and press affairs. The other day, I was listening to K-Rock on my way to work, as I usually do, and I heard you were going to Finland this summer. We would very warmly like to welcome you to the residence of our Consul General, where we have a sauna and Finnish refreshments and even a pool we might be able to freeze. Would you be interested in getting some more Finland info? You can reach me at sincerely, Hannah. So the beautiful, tanned, fit Hannah, the beautiful Miss Finland 2004, I'm just guessing, is inviting me over to the Consul General's home for a little meet and greet, little refresher course on Finland before I take the big trip across the pond in a couple of weeks.
I got to tell you, I've never heard of, anybody inviting you over for a sauna. Unless you're a close friend. How awesome is that?
Are you the Craigslist killer?
Right. What the hell? What's going on with this? And so Bean's been thinking this whole time, oh, she's going to be hot. She's going to be hot. She's from Finland. She's going to be hot. And we keep telling him she's going to be like a 79-year-old, just crusty, hardened
woman
that looks like a man. And she's
angry. First of all, the people that you hire to do PR for your firm, whether it's a bottled water or it's a country, you want to hire people who make a good first impression. I'm telling you that Hannah is going to be awesome, and we're going to fall deeply in love, and I may take her as my wife.
Sure. Yeah. That's what happens when they invite you to a sauna. They got to be hot.
Yeah.
That's the thing about beautiful people. They can't find anyone to go in a sauna with them.
She's not in the commercials for Finland. She's the chick behind the desk who answers the email. That's the consulate.
Yeah. There's no way she's hot.
Okay, but here's what I'm going to say to you. A, she is scorching, and you're wrong about that. She's probably, if she's wearing anything at all, it's probably going to be a bikini when she answers it.
I hope it's more because she's a retiree that's having a hard time not starting to drink at this time in the afternoon.
But B, even if that doesn't pan out the way I hope, even if the it's not a teenage sex party as I'm imagining in my head, at least I'll go and I'll learn some stuff about Finland. I think it will enhance my visit there this summer. That's the whole point.
That's not the whole point, by the way. The whole point for you is to go in the sauna with a hot chick.
Right.
Let's be honest. All right. Let's dial up the Finnish consulate here in Los Angeles and get my new girlfriend Hannah on the phone and find out what's really in store for me when I go over there. I think Monday night, I think, is the plan. Is I'm gonna go over and hang out with Hannah and her sisters, maybe. I'm not sure.
Oh, I hate you.
Would you like to take that back?
I hate you. I'm a hater of you. Hello, is this Hannah?
Yep, that's me.
How are you, my dear?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Well, I want to thank you, first of all, for the email and the very generous invitation to come over to visit you at the consulate. That was very kind of you.
I heard you one morning and heard you were going to Finland, so that sounded like a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is the Finnish consulate in Los Angeles a really busy place?
Well, probably not compared to some of the larger countries,
right?
But, yeah, we have stuff to do.
Okay.
tell me about what you have planned for Monday night. What can I expect when I come to visit, Hannah?
We're still working on the details, but we'll probably try to get you into the sauna.
Okay.
We have one at the residence of the Consul General.
All right. Let me ask this question. In America, we don't sauna a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean exactly? You're going to go get in swimsuits or get naked and then go into like a steam room or something?
Well, the actual sauna, I mean, we won't force you to do that.
No, but Bean wants to be naked.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case.
Okay.
Yeah, you're supposed to be naked. Sometimes it's gender... Men and women separately, sometimes not.
Right.
Okay, we prefer not in this case.
All right.
Okay, and, but it's what we would call a whirlpool, a sauna.
No, it's actually, I think it's in Finland, it's a lot hotter than they tend to be here. It's not steamy, per se.
Yeah, it's not like a jacuzzi, Kevin, that you're thinking of.
It's a sauna.
It's like a room that you
steam. A steam room, right.
Yeah, a steam room. Okay.
Yeah,
and Hannah, as I understand it, the sauna is an essential part of daily living for almost every person in Finland. It's something that they do almost every day, right?
Yeah, at least once a week most people try to go to the sauna. I mean, most apartment buildings have saunas. Some mm-hmm. people actually have their in their apartments.
Wow.
And pretty much everybody has a summer cottage that they go into in summer.
That sounds great.
You'll have a lake and a sauna there.
Now, Hannah, are you going to be in the sauna with my man Bean?
We were thinking of doing it the American way and putting you into the sauna with some guys. But,
no,
yes.
No,
that's not the American way.
He would love that. That's great, Hannah.
No, seriously, when in Finland or in the Finnish consulate, do as the Finns do. That's what I say. We're doing it old school like you did back home, Hannah. That's what we're doing.
All right.
All right.
All right. So it'll be co-ed, and you'll be there, Hannah.
I'll at least be at the residence, yeah.
You're not going to go to the sauna?
Do you not sauna, Hannah?
Oh, yeah, I do usually, yeah.
Of course she does.
Do you sauna naked?
Sorry?
Do you sauna naked?
At least at my summer cottage, yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Now, is there also going to be food and drink on Monday night, Hannah?
Yes, there is. We're trying to make what's called a salmiakki vodka, which is basically vodka with something called salmiakki that you apparently only get in Finland.
Okay.
That's
licorice with ammonium chloride.
It's like you're gonna knock him out and kidnap him. It's like Finnish ouzo.
Sodium chloride? What?
Yeah, that's candy.
Wow, candy vodka. By the way, Bean can put away vodka like no one you've ever seen. You need to have a lot.
Kidding.
Okay.
And I'm actually, speaking of vodka, I'm bringing my friend Dave, the King of Mexico, who loves vodka. He's actually coming with me. He's going to be my plus one for Monday night, if that's okay, Hannah.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Excellent.
Oh, beautiful. All right. Well,
can Dave go in the sauna, too, naked?
Yeah, if he wants to.
Okay, he does. He's dying to.
Okay. I don't know if they've got a turtleneck policy or not, though, Kevin. We'll have to check that at the door. But listen, Hannah, we're out of time for right now, but I'm very excited about Monday, and I am very much looking forward to hearing about your beautiful country ahead of my first visit, so I can't wait.
All right.
Hannah, would you mind? I just want to ask a question we ask all our guests, just so we can kind of get a mental picture of what you look like. Do you look like any type of American celebrity that we would recognize?
I don't know. I'm 5'9", blondish, and weigh about 150. So
how do you like me now? How do you like me now?
And you're 20. I'm just guessing here. You're 25.
I look 25.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Don't try to besmirch true love.
Kevin. I don't know why you're trying to break us kids up, but we're very happy together, and I don't appreciate your tone. May I just say that?
I'm just saying this sounds like maybe the best invitation ever.
That's what I'm saying as well. Hannah, can't wait till Monday night, sweetheart. I'll see you then.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was a dude band if I've ever heard one.
She is tucking and rolling in that song. Are you kidding me?
That band is called Amberlin. On the way, we got Foo Fighters, Rise Against, Radiohead, and more as part of 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock with Nicole Alvarez coming up. Ralph Garman now joins us for a look at the Thursday Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
You like Kate Winslet?
I love Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet.
Yep. I love her every time she opens her mouth and takes off her clothes.
Yeah.
I love her even more.
Both are good.
Did an interview this week talking about the fact that some people complain she doesn't make as many movies as some of the more popular actresses working today. She appears usually maybe one a year, on a good year, maybe two. She says the reason for that is she is a full-time hands-on mom when she's away from the set. She refuses to hire a nanny or a chef or live in a gated community. In her mind, she says it's a matter of principle that she has to raise her two children as normally as possible, especially because of her her stardom and her career. She thinks it's very important that the kids have mom around as much of the time as possible and live in a regular neighborhood and play with other kids. And
she refuses to live in a house.
That's right.
She goes
in a lean-to.
That's right.
She has some bark pressed up against the side of a hill.
And they have to kill all their food.
And they have to bury their own poop after they go so the bears don't come around. She's a frontier mom is
what
she is.
How about that?
Which, by the way, is the name of her next movie. So come check out Frontier Mom starring Kate Winslet. I just think she's so grounded and cool.
Yeah, she seems like
and hot and boobalicious.
And you're willing to forgive all those people that she marched off to their death camps and during World War II? I mean, you really just look kind of past that, I guess?
No, pretty sure The Raider was a movie.
It's just a movie.
Really
it wasn't real. Just a movie.
Just saying.
You know, The Raider was such an obscure title that overseas they renamed the movie She's Just Not That Into Jews.
Oh.
Try to get a bigger box office.
Nice.
Thank you.
Done.
Thank you so much. Be here all week. Tip your waitresses. Dr. Drew Pinsky, speaking of favorite people.
Gay.
He's a good... It's not gay. He's a nice
guilty.
Guy.
Guilty.
He's not guilty of anything. No. He's a wonderful man who just wants to help.
Wonderful.
He recently went public with his concern for Lindsay Lohan and her addiction issues, and now he's got her dad on his side, which may or may not be a good thing.
Does he want that?
Michael Lohan said that the celebrity rehab doctor and the host of Loveline is, in his words, has just what it takes to cure any kind of problem. It's true.
I've
seen Drew lay hands on lepers and they heal right up.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, any kind of problem, he can handle it.
How about that?
Are you thinking of Jesus, maybe?
Oh, that's right. That was Jesus. Jesus is the one with the long hair, right?
Yes.
And
right.
Drew's got the short hair.
Short hair.
I can never tell those guys apart. Yeah. He says he is concerned about his eldest daughter, Michael Lohan is, and he says he worries that her drinking and partying may get out of hand. Really? Do you think, Michael? No one has an insight to a kid like a dad.
That's
you know?
True.
He's really got his finger on her pulse, ooh, so to speak. Paris Hilton and Doug Reinhart, Splitsville, daddy-o.
Yesterday, they were planning the wedding of the summer.
That's yes. What I said.
Well,
now they've gone their separate ways.
Why don't you tell the truth here?
Paris Hilton's PR people have released a press release, because, you know, nothing happens in Paris' life without a press release.
True.
Saying that the two have split up. They are no longer together, and they hope everyone will respect their privacy in this very difficult time.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Then E! Online contacted Doug Reinhart for his reaction, and he answered, no, that's not true. Everything's okay between us.
He might need to make a call.
He might have to. Apparently, there was a big brouhaha at a nightclub over the weekend, too, when some girl was looking at him, or he was looking at some girl, and they almost came to fisticuffs with Paris and the girl.
Wow.
Anyway, so that may have something to do with the breakup, but no longer together. you know, who still is together, Spencer Pratt and his lovely wife, Heidi Pratt. You're not going to believe this.
Back on the show.
NBC,
no,
according to Life
it.
And Style magazine,
do not
don't say,
say
it.
Is
desperately trying to get them to come back to the set of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Please, I thought they hated them.
Make that happen.
They do hate them, Lisa, but they hate bad ratings more. Apparently, since the twosome has left the series, ratings have hit a downward trend, and they think maybe reintroducing them into the jungle would help people tune back in.
Good luck with that.
You know, Heidi's sister,
Holly.
Holly is now on the show.
Yeah.
People don't seem to care as much about Holly.
What a surprise.
Maybe Spencer's got a brother, and they can all hook up and have a...
Jokes are fun and funny, but when they're at the expense of someone, they're just mean. Like, I don't joke about people like that because it's just mean and it's malicious.
Okay. It is. Kudos for her for using the word malicious, by the way. I know, you had asked me $20. I would have bet you she didn't know the word malicious. It's got three syllables in it. Malicious. Yeah, three syllables.
Christians don't do that. People, you're supposed to be nice, and I have really bad bug bites.
What?
She wants people to be nice.
And she has bad
She's married to Spencer.
Right. Yep. F you. Why don't you start with your husband?
Physician, heal thyself. Wait a minute. She's not a doctor.
No.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Shia LaBeouf. Oh. I think he's the goods. 23 years old today. Hugh Laurie. Let me try that again. Hugh Laurie from House is 50 years old. He's the best. Gene Wilder, one of my favorite comic actors, turned 76 years old. If you've never seen the movie that spawned the Broadway musical, The Producers, by Mel Brooks, if you've never seen the actual original film, The Producers, you got to see it just for Gene Wilder's performance in that. Just outstanding. And, of course, he was Willy Wonka, too. He's 76. And actor Joshua Jackson. He is for real. And he's also the star of Fringe over there on Fox. He is 31 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.